Lynchburg at Virginia Tech. He went 1-1 this year at Virginia Tech. 7.9 strikeouts per nine innings. He actually began his career at Richmond, then transferred to Virginia Tech. And actually in his career, 9.3 strikeouts per nine innings for his career. So he had strong numbers at Richmond. That's why he transferred to the ACC. And that 55 games in his career, 45 of them have been starts and 218 innings pitched. That's why he can pitch six innings right out of the gate. He's stretched out. And not bad. When you go in a career and have 218 innings pitched and 238 hits, that's not bad. That's close when that's a big body of work like that.
Oh, yeah.
The Spikes, for some odd reason, after wearing their white jerseys for a night game, will wear dark jerseys for a day game. Right? Might I take you back to the 70s and 80s of the Miami Dolphins, who wore white in September? And made the opposing team wear the dark jerseys.
Thankfully, it's comfortable today with temperatures in the 70s at the outset.
Joe, I'm big on common sense. Time now for our national anthem. Here's Rodney Martin.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able and kindly remove your caps as we honor our great nation with the playing of our national anthem.
The Julianne Singers and Community Orchestra with the singing and playing of our national anthem. Opening pitch from America's Carpet Outlet in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Day baseball. This is the one scheduled one for the Spikes at home this season. They start to play another day game on Labor Day at Williamsport. But as Joe said, we just got home earlier. Here's Tremaine Cobb to lead it off. As Cobb steps in, Cobb last night went 2-for-5. He drove in 3. He is 4-for-9 in the series with 2 runs scored. Bats from the right side. First pitch by Neff is up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 77 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Neff delivers. Outside for a ball. 88 with that fastball. I'll say this, though. For 88 on the fastball, he's got pretty good pop on it. Here's the set and the pitch. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It's 2-1. Cobb comes into the game at 3-10. No home runs, five knocked in with a double. And the pitch. And his foul right over us and just missed going into Joe's seat. It missed by about a foot, but I felt I was in good position. 2-2 the count. We've had seven ever, 18 seasons. Seven of them have come in this booth, seven. But four of them were in a week. Four came in a week out of seven. It was unbelievable. We felt like we were under assault. 3-2 on Cobb, and Neff delivers. That is line off the glove of Kadu, knocks it down. He's not going to have a play on Cobb, who gets the first on an infield hit. Well, if Kadu can't make that play, nobody can in this league. Opening pitch of the game was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. 77 degrees at game time under mostly sunny skies. Cobb with three stolen bases in the early going leads the league in stolen bases. Neff delivers. Check swing by Farr goes around. That is a strike. Get his 0-1. Farr went 1-for-4 in last night's game. He is 3-for-9 in the series. Farr going back to the beginning of the year is at 296. No home runs, 16 knocked in with 8 doubles. And a triple takes a strike and quickly in the hole, 0-2. Middle infield at double play depth. The spikes have turned three so far in the early going. Neff throws to first. Cobb back just lobbed it over that time. No tag. Anderson Hernandez is coaching down at third, and Malik Blaze is coaching at first. And on this 77-degree afternoon, the wind blowing to right about 5 miles an hour. There goes Cobb, line off the glove, a ball into right field, base hit. Cobb holds up at second. That's two in a row that have been knocked down by Spikes infielders, yet they have not been able to get the outs. Here is Tyler Hawkins. Hawkins was played in center field last night, 0-for-3 with a run scored. That was his first game with Frederick. Middle infield double play depth. Outfield straight away a little deeper by Jewell and left, or Hill and left. Wave and a miss. Owen won the count. Defensively, it is ball at first, pound at second. Kadu as it's short. Buford at third, Hill and left, Hexton center, Rocaforte and right, Jackson behind the plate. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Excuse me, that was a changeup upstairs. It's 0-2. 0-2 on Hawkins. Neff could use one here. Jeremy outstanding in the opener. Six innings of two-hit baseball. Up high for a ball, 1-2 the count. Six innings, two-hit baseball, one run. It was earned, struck out seven, walked four. Left-hander works from the third base side at the belt. First and second, nobody out. 1-2 the count on Hawkins. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. That was a big strikeout for Jeremy right there. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. That'll bring to the plate Hunter Antolon. Antolon did not play in last night's game. In the opener on Tuesday, he went 2-for-3 with a couple of singles he drove in two, scored two. Antolina 300 in the early going with six runs knocked in. That pitch a ball, one ball, no strikes. Antolina is fourth in the league in RBIs in the early going with six. That middle infield at double play depth. Second baseman pound a couple steps toward the bag. Inside corner for a strike. 1-1 the count. Cody Kogan works the plate today. Steve Oaks down at first, and Bryce Brewer is at third. Outfield straight away, normal depth. Neff looks at second, 1-1. It's fouled straight back to the screen. He's ahead 1-2. 89-mile-per-hour fastball from Jeremy. Began his career at Richmond, then transferred to Virginia Tech. In his career between the Spiders and the Hokies, 9.3 strikeouts per nine innings. 1-2 the count. At the belt, looks at Cobb at second. That's line foul, first base side. Just beyond the screen where a youngster, I think, got the ball. A lot of youngsters over in the splash zone. The Undyne Fire Company out of Belfont providing the water today. 1-2 the count. Neff to the plate. It's on the ground. Kadu backhand. Throws to first in time. What a play by Parker. Two gone. Runners move up 90. Just smooth and slick over there. Here's Brandon Hilton. The big man, all 6'7", 240 pounds of him, strides to the plate, going 2-for-4 last night, knocked in a run, scored a run. He is 4-for-8 in the series with two RBIs. Hilton played last year for Frederick. Out of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, played his college ball at Stetson. Outside for a ball, one ball, no strike. Started him out with a breaking ball that time. On this 77-degree afternoon, that wind blowing to right, about 5 miles an hour, occasionally gusting to 10. And the pitch. There's a strikeout or half, 89 miles per hour to the left-handed hitter. It's 1-1. Great to have skills today. They're out in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Here's the set. The 1-1 foul back to the screen. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Hilton. Went upstairs that time with the 89-mile-per-hour fastball. Windmills the bat. Second and third. Two outs. Top of the first. Neff to the plate. Outside and low. 2-2 the count. Went change up that time. Wanted him to chase it. Did not. Cobb on third, Farr on second with two outs. Neff gets what he wants from Manny Jackson. To the plate. Got away from Manny, and a run's going to score. It's 1-0. Count now 3-2 on Hilton. It'll be a wild pitch. It's interesting, you get into a pattern as a player of playing 635 games across the board. You have to change your pattern when you play an afternoon game. Throw a foul. First base hit. Oh, what a play over there by Blaze. Malik Blaze, nice play, the first base coach. But you get into a different pattern where it's an afternoon game. You know, have to wake up a bit earlier. Get to the ballpark earlier. 3-2. That's a broken bat, but Parker Cadu's right there to make the catch, and the inning is over. They get a run. They do so on two hits. They strand one. Half inning gone. Frederick 1, State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
So the Spikes go to work now, down 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning against Harold Baez. Baez, the 6'2", 175-pound right-hander, 23 years of age, out of Miami. Was last with Bethune-Cookman, but did not pitch at all this spring. He made one start in the MLB Draft League. That was at Williamsport last week. And that one, good outing for him. Went 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Did give up a home run, struck out 4, walked a batter, hit a batter. And opposing hitters in that game at 267 against him. Defensively, he'll have Brandon Hilton at first, Brody Farr at second, Tremaine Cobb is at short, Keenan Taylor's at third, Christian Jackson in left, Darryl Buggs in center, Damone Hale in right, and Hunter Antolon behind the plates. Rocaforte, Hexton, Coop, and Cadu to lead it off. Then middle third, Ball, Buford, and Preston. Bottom third, Pound, Hill, and Jackson. Rocaforte, 1-for-4 last night, knocked in a run, scored a run. At 3-16, no home runs, 3 knocked in. Outside for Ball, 1-0 the count. Rocaforte is 3-for-9 in the series. Scored 4 runs here in the early going. He's a catalyst at the top. There's a strikeout or half, 87 with that one, 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. 1-0 Frederick, bottom of the first on this Thursday afternoon. The pitch outside corner for a strike. That was a cutter that time from Baez, 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes on Austin Rocaforte. The pitch outside, level at 2-2. Jackson shallows up a bit in left. Very shallow and right is Hale. Same story with Buggs in center field. And the 2-2. In tight with a curveball. 3-2 the count of Rocaforte. Now Jackson, who normally plays way off the line in left, is actually in a normal spot in left against Rocaforte. Baez looks in and Harold delivers. 3-2. Rolled on the ground to third, charged by Taylor, picks it up, fires to first, gets it by a step in time, one gone. Cooper Hext at the plate. Hext at 227, no home runs, 2 knocked in with a couple of doubles and a triple. Went 0-for-3 last night with 2 walks, a run scored, and stole a base. He is 2-for-8 in the series with 3 runs scored. That's from the left side. Baez delivers, rolled on the ground, foul. Jared Brown showing those skills. Looks like Jim Cott, Greg Maddux, Bobby Shantz, the great fielding pitchers. Coaching down at third is the manager, by the way, Tim Battle. 0-1. Baez delivers. Outside 1-1. 320 down the left field line. 384 left center. 399 dead center. 375 right center. 320 down the line and right to the line, Country Kia corner. And the 1-1. Bunt fouled it. 1-2. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Great to have skills out there today. Pavilion's about a third full today. Goes to 8 feet high at the brand new, beautiful, huge video board in left center. All the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. By the way, Dollar Beer is still going for another 40 minutes here. 1-2. Checked it, did not offer. 2-2. And Dollar Beer Day goes till 1 o'clock today. That wall for the uninitiated, 18.55 feet high because Penn State was founded in 1855. 2-2. That is lined down the right field line, but foul. One hops into the Spikes bullpen. Good catch in the pen there. That was a good catch. Jeez. I think that was Leo Palacios, I think, is the one that caught it that time. 2-2 on Cooper. Axe weight, slight open stance, left-handed box. That bounced in there, full 3-2. So he's gone 3-2 on both hitters to open up here. One nothing Frederick, bottom of the first. It's been an odd series. We're coming into the day. Frederick's out hit State College 25-17, yet the Spikes won both games 14-7 and 8-7. Foul tip, and it's still alive. Antoine could not hold on. So now it's 27 hits to this point for Frederick to 17 for the Spikes, and they've won two games in this series. 3-2 on Cooper Hext. Baez looks in. Way off the line at third is Taylor. Outfield straight away, a little deeper and right. 3-2. Hext on the ground. Hilton at first, takes it himself, jogs to the bag. Left foot on the bag, two outs. Parker Cadoux to the plate. Cadoux last night, 3-for-4. Knocked in 3, scored 2, had a triple last night, stole a base. Hitting 600. It's his third game with the club. All in this series. He got one at-bat the other night. So he's 3-for-5 in the series. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Cutter that time from Baez. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. A little shallow and left for Jackson. Deeper in right with Hale. That's line foul past the tarp for his base side, and it bounces back out on the field, and Hale's going to have to go get it himself. 0-2 the count on Parker Cadoux. Cadoux at 282 this year at Nicholls State. 6 home runs, 40 knocked in his career, 14 homers, 103 knocked in, 3-time Southland Conference selection. 0-2 the count. And delivers. It's on the ground, foul. Oh, Jared, but that's 2-for-2. I'm sorry. It's better tell Tim Battle you put Jared in charge of the fielders. Still 0-2 on Parker. Wind has died down a bit. So a little less mist in the splash zone over there with the wind dying down. 0-2. In the dirt, low and outside, 1-2. The count went curveball that time. It's a hazy day, which was what you expect for late July. A little haze down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte. Little bit of haze shrouding Tussey Mountain over the right field grandstand. And, of course, Mountain Indy frames this park so beautifully. We have the best view in sports. That is lined into right field. That's a base hit for Cadu. Hale will pick it up in the corner. He'll pivot and fire it back in. And a two-out single to right for Parker Cadu. Austin Ball to the plate. His double last night in the eighth inning won it for the Spikes after the Spiegel home run. The odd part about Austin Ball to this point is he's hitting .278 with a home run, seven knocked in, and four doubles. He does not have a single yet with the Spikes. He was 1-for-5 last night with that game-winning double, knocked in two. Cadu leads off first. Baez to the plate. Low and outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Cadu, 1-for-1 in stolen bases with the Spikes, was 9-for-10 this spring at Nicholls State. 31-of-38 in his collegiate career in stolen bases. They're deeper for ball all the way around. They should be. And there goes Cadu. Down low for a ball. Hesitated. Antilon, once he hesitated, he had no shot that time. None. Second stolen base of the year for Parker Cadu. And now ball with a 2-0 count has a chance to tie the game up. It's 1-0 Frederick in the bottom of the first with two outs. Ball's driven in 70, leads the league in RBIs. And the pitch. Inside corner. I guess it nicked it maybe with a cutter. 2-1 the count. Ball waits. Cadu leads off second. Cobb's right behind him. The shortstop. There he goes. 2-1. Into left field. That's going to fall for a hit, and Cadu's going to score and tie the game. He took off for third on the pitch, and then ball, beautiful piece of hitting, lofted into left field for a base hit. His eighth RBI, game tied at one. All this damage done with two outs, and here's Cam Buford. Buford 1-for-4 last night with a triple and a walk. All together from his time starting in the first half to now, .229, a home run, eight knocked in with two doubles and a triple. Out of South Holland, Illinois. Outside corner for a strike, it is 0-1. Terrific piece of hitting that time by Ball. Went with the pitch and just poked it to left field. And with Cobb playing behind Cadu, there was an opening on the left side anyway. 0-1. Checked it, did not go. It's 1-1. It's a fastball at that time at 87. So 1-1 our score in the bottom of the first. On this beautiful Thursday afternoon for baseball at Medler Field at Lebrano Park and State College. 1-1. Wrapped on the ground foul. Tim Ball. Oh, he doesn't have. Now, Brown has made two plays in the first base coaching box. And Battle, who's supposed to set the example for everybody, a complete whiff. I felt like I was in Spain watching a bullfight. I mean, what was he doing? Ole! That's the example? 1-2 the count. Excuse me, foul ball and a check swing, still 1-2, but he stays alive with Knox Preston, the DH, on deck. One and two the count. Baez stares in. Buford windmills the bat, and he's ready. Short lead at first by Ball. 1-2. Hit high in the air, left center field, well hit but playable. Underneath it is the center fielder. Bugs puts it away, and the inning is over. But the Spikes come right back with a run on two hits. Strand one, end of one. 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Keenan Taylor leads it off here in the top of the second in a 1-1 game. Taylor, fifth in the league in total hits with 8. Also has 4 doubles like Austin Ball, good for 3rd in the league, and takes it outside corner for a strike. 3 first pitch strikes now for Jeremy Neff. 1-1 here in the top of the second. Taylor, Bugs, and Hale, 6, 7, and 8 in the Frederick batting order. Outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Taylor at 3:08, no home runs, 3 knocked in with the aforementioned 4 doubles. Taylor in last night's game went 1-for-4 with a run scored. He is 3-for-8 in the series and lifts that one in the air to center field. Drifting back is Cooper Hex, right in front of the track, puts it away, 1 up and 1 down. Darryl Bugs is the McDonald's strikeout guy today. Bugs at 4-17, no home runs, 4 knocked in with a triple. Bugs is 6th in the league in hitting right now, 3rd in total hits with 10. He went 3-for-5 last night with 3 singles and a run scored. He is 3-for-10 in the series. The pitch, and that got away, down low, 1 ball, no strikes. Bugs went 3-for-5 last night, but he was 0-for-5 in the opener Tuesday and struck out 3 times. 1-0 the count as Neff delivers. That is foul. And just to the right and out of play. Gus made a weak effort for it, I'd like to point out. Very weak. Right? There was a lot of, like, there's always a lot of stuff like after the fact. Hey, come on. 1-1. Down low, 2-1 the count to Bugs. You don't want this guy in base. He'll run. He's got 3 stolen bases. In the early going, tied with Cobb for the league lead. 2-1. That's down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes the count. Want to take a moment to wish happy 10th birthday to Roland and Gabriel Bowman. The twins are celebrating today their 10th birthday here at the ballpark. Great to have them here today on Super Splash Day. Popped up right side, pound backs up. TJ, the second baseman, in shallow right field, puts it away. 2 gone. That'll bring Damone Hale to the plate. Hale came in as a pinch runner early in the series, 188. No home runs and 1 knocked in with a double. Hale came in as a pinch runner for Mike Campagna in the 9th inning last night. His only appearance in the series, and he grounds that to third to Buford. Long throw across the diamond in time. And a quick, efficient 1-2-3 inning for Jeremy Neff. 1-1 to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Saturday for a special night. Fight breast cancer and honor survivors with us at Paint the Park Pink Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Game time is 6:35 against the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can bid on the Spikes pink jerseys in a jersey off the back auction benefiting the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans get a pink t-shirt giveaway with a night capped off by fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the bottom half of the second in a 1-1 game. Knox Preston to be followed by T.J. Pound, Caleb Hill. 6-7 and 8 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the second. Preston did not play in last night's game. Knox went 1-for-4 Tuesday night, scored a run. 267, no home runs, 3 knocked in with a couple of doubles. Also not bad, 3-for-3 in stolen bases for a guy whose stock and trade is a catcher. Even at the bag at third is Taylor. On the ground to short. Cobb charges, picks it up. Tremaine throws in time. One up and one down. T.J. Pound was a ninth inning defensive replacement last night. Played on Tuesday night. And drew a bases loaded walk, which was a tremendous professional at-bat. I think he faced, 10 pitches in that at-bat and finally drew the walk. And brought home a run. He's at 231, no home runs, 4 knocked in with a double. It's low and away for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Out of Burleson, Texas. Last time through collegially at 327. The pitch. It's up high at the letters for a ball, 2-0 the count. 1-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Each team with 2 hits. Gentle breeze now blowing to right, less than 5 miles an hour. So while the mist is coming down in the splash zone, not as much breeze to blow it around. Swing and a miss, 2-1 the count. Good cutter that time from Baez. Jackson a little deeper in right and off and left and off the line. Also, Hale is way off the line in right. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Levels the count at 2-2. Another cutter that time. Nip the outside corner. Good to see Doug out the baseball dog in the park today. Baez to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. Terrific breaking ball that time. I think it was a changeup that got him that time. And that, for Baez, will be his first strikeout. Two gone for Caleb Hill, who did not play in last night's game. Tuesday night went 0-for-1 with a run scored and a walk. The early going, Caleb is at 154. No home runs, 2 knocked in. Played collegiately for Texas San Antonio, UTSA. This spring, 10 home runs, 40 knocked in at 349 with a dozen doubles. And Baez delivers. Squares the bunt, pulls back. He had Taylor playing way back at third. And now Taylor has readjusted. He's going to play even at the bag at third. But he had Taylor way back at third. Hill would have had an easy base hit if he put it down. Now the pitch was way outside. 1-0. That is lined down the right field line. Hooking foul by about maybe 3-4 feet. Caleb turned on that one. It's 1-1. Out of Midlothian, Texas. 2 seasons at UTSA. 17 home runs, 81 knocked in. Hit 334 in his collegiate career, including 349 this spring. 25 doubles, 5 triples. Another guy, if he gets on base, he can move. He's 20 of 25 in his career in stolen bases, including 9 of 12 this year. Squares the bunt, pulls back, down low. 2-1 the count. Taylor's over there at third. I don't think he knows where to play right now. He's pretty close to playing up on the grass now. 2-1. Hit high in the air to right field. Hale drifts toward the line in front of the track, puts it away, and the inning is over. So the Neff 1-2-3 inning is matched by the Baez 1-2-3 inning. And at the end of two full, it's 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Top half of the third inning, Jeremy Neff back to work. He'll face 9-1-2, Christian Jackson, Tremaine Cobb, and Brody Farr. 1-1 our score, top of the third. By the way, still 18 more minutes to go in Dollar Beer Day here at the ballpark. 18 minutes to go in Dollar Beer Day. Always a difficult day to judge attendance based on visuals because there's so many kids here and they're out in the splash zone having a blast. It's outside for a ball. The Jackson one ball, no strikes. Christian did not play in last night's game. He went 1-for-5, had a base hit in the ninth inning to drive into on Tuesday night. But Frederick was already down 14-5. 2-0 the count, missed on that one. Jackson's overall numbers, 267, with no home runs, four knocked in, and a double. This team can hit .307 batting average as a team number one in the league. Swing and a miss, it's 2-1. Fastball at 87. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Went up top at 88 that time. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. And the lefty delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. That's the second strikeout of the afternoon for Jeremy Neff. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mountain Indy Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Tremaine Cobb, infield hit and scored the Frederick run in the first. And the pitch. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It is 0-1. So for Neff now, second time through the lineup. And the lefty goes set. And the 0-1. Outside corner for a strike. 0-2 the count. Been getting ahead of hitters. It's now six first pitch strikes for Jeremy. And the 0-2, lifted in the air to right field. Rocaforte jogs toward the line underneath and puts it away. Two gone.
Second baseman number
Here's Brody Farr. Infield hit. Actually went off the glove of Ball and into right field back in the first inning. Bats on the left side. And the pitch. In the air, center field. Cooper Hex right in his tracks. He's there. Puts it away. Inning is over. Jeremy Neff has retired 9 in a row. 1-1 to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
1-1 to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 9-1-2 for the Spikes in their half of the third. Manny Jackson, then back to the top of the order, Austin Rocaforte and Cooper Hext. Jackson was the DH last night. He went 0-for-3, walked and scored a run. Numbers since the beginning of this, 189, two home runs, 10 knocked in with a double, 9 runs scored. Even in the bag at third is Taylor. And the pitch outside for a ball. Cobb, the shortstop, couple steps toward the bag, straight away and deep in center and especially in right, but Jackson is shallowed up in left and way off the line. 1-0. Inside for a ball, it's 2-0 to Manny. Jackson, Eastern Kentucky, Norfolk State. Actually played for Williamsport last year. Hit a home run for them last year. And the 2-0. Line down the right field line, but that's foul. Two and one the count on Manny Jackson. Taylor's still even at the bag at third against him. I'm going to take the center fielder Bugs, move him over a few steps toward right center. Inside for a ball, 3-1 on Manny. Three balls and a strike. Nice crowd in the luxury boxes tonight, or this afternoon, the pitch. As lifted foul, third base side, but Taylor just gives it a look because it drifts to the concourse and out of play, right below the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau box, third base side. Really beautiful afternoon. Yeah, maybe a little haze, a couple clouds. Comfortable. 3-2 on Jackson. And Baez delivers. At his line to right field, it's going to fall for a base hit. I think he broke the bat on that, but good enough. Spikes have their third hit of the afternoon, and the leadoff man aboard for the first time today for State College. Rocaforte grounded out to Taylor, third in the first. So let's see what the Spikes can do with this. First time this afternoon they've had the leadoff man aboard. And normal depth with Jackson off the line and left against Rocaforte. Even the bag near the grass at third is Taylor. Squares the bunt, pops it up, caught. Baez makes the play, and they've got Jackson doubled up and two outs. Cooper X now with the bases empty and two outs to the plate. Good play by Baez. It is so important for pitchers to always realize that they are the ninth fielder out there, and Baez did exactly that. So Hex grounded out to Hilton at first in the first inning at the plate. Inside corner for a strike, gets 0-1. 1-1 our score, bottom of the third. Comfortable afternoon here. And Baez 0-1. That's in the dirt, low and inside, 1-1 the count. Breeze not blowing out, but not a big breeze. I want to thank the Undyne Fire Company from Bellefonte. They've been providing the water in the splash zone today. It's been great. A lot of pools out there. And the 1-1. Outside for a ball with curveball that time. 2-1 the count. And not only that, you know, the kids have also been enjoying the Geisinger Kids Zone out there. And Dollar Beer goes for another 9 minutes. 2-1. Hit high in the air, deep to right field, back to the wall, and it is gone! Cooper Hex with his first homer of the season for the Spikes and gives State College a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. And that ball was destroyed. It went 413 feet and left here at 105 miles an hour. He laid that cutter right over the center of the plate, and Hex got all of it. A no doubter to right for Cooper Hex. Cooper had 8 home runs this year from McNeese State. He had 19 in his collegiate career. That's his first with the Spikes. Parker Cadu singled, stole a base, and scored in the first. Checked it. That's a strike. Started him out with a curveball. It's 0-1. Baez gave up a home run at Williamsport, so that's the second home run he's given up in the MLB Draft League season. And the pitch to Cadu. Foul straight back to the screen. Parker's in the hole 0-2. Remember, Baez did not pitch at all for Bethune-Cookman this spring. 0-2 the count. Cadu in the left-handed box. Swing and a miss. Ball dropped by Antolinas to complete the strikeout at first and does, and the inning is over. That is the second strikeout for Baez, but Cooper Hex with a 413-foot home run to right. The Spikes lead it 2-1, end of three on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Saturday for a special night. Fight breast cancer and honor survivors with us at Paint the Park Pick Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Game time is 6:35 against the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can bid on the Spikes pink jerseys in a Jersey Off the Back auction benefiting the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans get a pink t-shirt giveaway with a night capped off by fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Time out of the fourth inning. Jeremy Neff has retired 9 in a row. He's been backed up by Cooper Hex with a solo homer to right. That went 413 feet in a ball that was destroyed. A cutter over the center of the plate ended up in the center of the trees. And it's 2-1 State College to the top of the fourth. My broadcast partner, best in the business, Joe Putnam.
Thank you very much, Steve Jones, Tyler Hawkins, Hunter Antillen, Brandon Hilton. The 3-4-5 hitters due up. For the Keys here on the top of the fourth, starting with Hawkins. Struck out back in the first inning against Neff, who has two strikeouts so far. The pitch swung on and missed. 88-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 the count.
So we're going to do a little different here at the end of this inning.
A little bit different, a little addition to the, yes. The usual country store brand hot dog toss. 0-1 swung on and missed. 0-2.
And stay tuned for the seventh inning stretch. I'd like to thank the staff for helping out.
Oh, yes. We have plans for Mr. Valeri. 0-2, upstairs, ball one.
4 minutes left in Dollar Beer Day, by the way, for those listening on the concourse.
Yes, indeed. Splash zone in full swing down the left field line.
Yeah.
Undyne Fire Company fire truck. The 1-2 foul back to the screen. Shakes loose some... loose threads from the netting.
Yeah. I mean, I figure for the Undines, with all the hard work they put in and so many times that they've called out and they've saved so many over the years, this has to be fun for them.
Absolutely. A pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball from Jeremy Neff. That is his third strikeout of the day, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. And, of course, Paint the Park Pink Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health, coming up Saturday, just two nights from tonight.
It's one of the great fundraisers.
Pink jersey off the back auction to benefit the Mount Nittany Health Foundation and the great work done by the Breast Care Center at Mount Nittany Health through that as Hunter Antillen swings and misses at the high fastball.
Listen to tomorrow night's broadcast. We'll tell you about the Live Source app being activated.
Exactly. We'll be in Williamsport, Steve and I, tomorrow at 6:35. We'll be on at 6:20. Breaking ball outside, 1-1 the count, but the auction will get up and running. Oh, and now dugout the baseball. Now we're throwing dogs out the window here in the fourth inning. I don't think dugout's one of them. Liner foul, third base side. I think he's very interested in the dogs that are here sitting waiting for the crowd, though.
Yes. Well, he ate three water balloons.
I'd say the thirst was quenched. Oh, my.
Oh, there we go. This is one of those. Olive branch moments. My goodness. Olive branch. I'm telling you right now. Like, we all think Putnam won the first time. Okay? Just so you know.
Breaking ball in tight, 2-2.
Well, it's like...
Foul back. The whipped cream slowed the dog down.
Slowed the dog down. Whipped cream. My goodness. Come on, man.
I'll tell you this. Whipped cream never slowed me down.
Ever. The only thing that slows you down with whipped cream is that you relish it.
Exactly. Savor it. 2-2. That's fouled out towards Sweet on the first base side. Of course, brisk business today over there, as you might imagine, on a beautiful day like today. 76 degrees at game time, and temperature is going to get into the low 80s later on in the afternoon, but going to be very comfortable here. And that pitch fouled off the helmet of Jackson, but Manny just turns around asked for a new baseball from Cody Kogan.
Yeah, we're up to 77 now.
Ah.
Very comfortable. Even dugout. You look very comfortable, too, don't you? Huh?
Oh, yes.
You do. Yes, you are. Yeah. All the kids are here today.
Yeah. Dugout's having a good old time.
Having a great time.
2-2, liner up the middle into center field. A base hit. The first hit for the Keys since the opening inning, and it stops a string of 10 consecutive batters retired for Jeremy Neff.
First baseman, 19, Brandon Hilton.
Third hit of the game overall for Frederick. One on, one out, and Brandon Hilton the batter, the 6'7 first baseman,
yeah.
Left-handed hitter. We'll see you guys. Of course, Doug out of the baseball. Doug will be out for two more Bark in the Park nights.
Yes.
August 1st, August 29th, the first and last home games of the month of August for the Spikes, which is National Dog Month, by the way, coming up.
Yeah.
First pitch outside for a ball. And Dugout will be here Saturday. Can confirm that as well. Make sure he's got the pink. Oh, he'll be outfitted for the occasion. There's no doubt about it. Dugout always is. Breaking ball outside, 2-0. As will I, by the way.
Oh, you will be bedecked.
2-0 to Hilton. Swing and a miss. Cut through the slider, 2-1. Hilton to be followed by Keenan Taylor.
Let's check the forecast for Saturday, see how hot you're going to be in that thing. Let's see here.
Swing and a miss. Swung through the slider again, 2-2.
That's not bad. Sunny in 82.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Especially, I mean, that time of night, it's not going to be that hot. It's going to be probably 79, 80.
Pink's also a reflective color.
Tell me about it.
2-2, foul back into the glove. Jackson hangs on. Four strikeouts for Jeremy Neff today, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org.
I'm the person that has to stand next to that reflective.
Yep, and we'll be joined, of course, by one of the great patient care navigators at Mount Nittany Health before the game.
Yes.
Pitch outside for a ball to Keenan Taylor, who flied out to center his last time up. And breast cancer survivors will be joining us at the ballpark.
Important. More and more survivors than ever, but the job's not done.
Exactly. 1-0, that is in tight for a ball. 2-0 the count. There's a sort of a Hawaiian theme to the pink this year, the T-shirts that are going to the first 500 fans, the jerseys the Spikes will wear, and hopefully one day we can say aloha to breast cancer.
Yes.
2-0. Popped up, first base side, foul territory, ball on the run. He's not going to get to it. Drops into the third row in section 303.
Neff, 64 pitches now, 42 have been strikes as we play the top of the fourth inning.
That's been very efficient in both of his starts so far. Of course, he exceeded 80 pitches last time out, so he's still got some left in the tank. The 2-1. Slider outside, 3-1 to Taylor. Hunter Antillin on first, two down here on the top of the fourth. Spikes leading 2-1 thanks to Cooper Hecht's monster solo shot, 413 feet. The pitch, and that is lifted in the air, left center field. Playable for Hecht, the center fielder, takes charge, makes the grab. Inning is over.
What hasn't Neff done so far? Is it walked about?
Exactly. Three hits against him, that's all, and only one run. None in the fourth inning. A runner left for the Keys, and at the end of three and a half, it is 2-1 State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared.
That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Saturday for a special night. Fight breast cancer and honor survivors with us at Paint the Park Pick Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Game time is 6:35 against the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can bid on the Spikes pink jerseys in a jersey off the back auction benefiting the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans get a pink t-shirt giveaway with a night capped off by fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Not only hot dogs, but water balloons tossed out to the crowd as we hit the Toyota RAV fourth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Austin Ball leads off the Toyota RAV fourth inning for the Spikes here in the bottom half. Harold Baez stays on the mound for Frederick and the first pitch outside. Ball one. Of course, one of the hazards of including water balloons with a hot dog toss is that a few drops got on the old scorebook here, so I have to be careful with that. One out of ball. That is low for ball two. Austin with an RBI single his first chime up to tie the game in the bottom of the first inning. Made it 1-1. Cooper Hex with the solo homer in the third, his first as a Spike, making it 2-1, which is where we stand now. And the pitch swung on and missed, deflects away from Antillin, but nobody on, simply strike one. Two balls and a strike. It'll be Ball, Cam Buford, and Knox Preston to the plate. And the pitch, breaking ball, called strike on the outer half of the plate to the lefty. Ball, 2-2 the count. Tim Battle Jr., Spikes manager, coaching at third. Jared Brown, Spikes pitching coach, filling in as the first base coach this week, but his time at first base will be coming to an end soon. As the pitch outside for a ball, 3-2. As was alluded to earlier, yes, the rumors are true. Lastings Millage will be coming to State College to serve as the Spikes' new hitting coach after Darnell Sweeney accepted a position with the Phillies as a hitting instructor in their organization, and a ground ball goes foul, first base side. A 3-2 count to ball. With the seventh pitch of the at-bat on the way. So Millage, a former big leaguer as well. Nationals, Pirates, several other teams as the 3-2 swung on and missed strike three. Baez records his third strikeout of the game and his second in a row. One gone, and here's Cam Buford. Spikes third baseman flied out to center field last time up, so we expect Lastings to arrive here in Happy Valley soon. Be part of the festivities this very weekend. And certainly, again, we wish the best to Darnell down in Clearwater with the Phillies. Be at their spring training complex. And the pitch to Buford, a breaking ball for a strike. Curveball in the inside corner. 0-1. But in the meantime, Jared has been ably coaching first base while also handling this pitching staff. And the 0-1 down and in for a ball, 1-1. And Jared, with his years of experience as an instructor himself, of course, focuses mainly on the pitching side, but instruction in all facets of the game, and his sons are here. Joining the Spikes here on this trip is the 1-1. Grounder on to third, taken in by Taylor. Throw across the diamond in time, two away. Ramada out of town scoreboard here in the MLB Draft League. This is the only game ongoing in the league with the early start today. Again, this is the lone scheduled day game for the Spikes here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park this season. There will be a day game next week for the Spikes as they go to Frederick next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and the getaway day game on Wednesday will be a noon start down at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, and that will be a splash day game down there as well, so I'll get a little deja vu. Knox Preston grounded out to short his first time up, takes ball one low. But the other two games on tap in the MLB Draft League, Williamsport finishing their series at West Virginia tonight at 6:30 after a rain-shortened game yesterday. Emphasis on shortened, but it did go eight innings. Breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner. West Virginia ruled the winner in that one. Mahoning Valley and Trenton meeting to finish that series at 7 p.m. at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Pitch low and away for ball two. Thunder, actually, after dropping the opening game of the second half, have won five in a row. They had a daytime win yesterday against the Scrappers, winning in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker. Two balls and a strike. Trenton actually batted in that tiebreaker. And the pitch lofted down the left field line. This will drop in a fair ball and roll to the corner. Knox Preston around first will settle into second, standing up. The double is the fifth Spikes hit of the night, or of the day, I should say. As Preston is aboard with two gone in scoring position here in the bottom of the fourth inning. For Knox, that is his third double across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. Of course, a holdover from the first half Spikes. And that is Knox's second extra base hit here in the second half. Here's T.J. Pound now, the second baseman. Most recent playing experience at Dallas College Richland. Pound struck out in his first at-bat. The pitch, that's outside for a ball. But T.J. was a big factor in the Spikes' record-setting 10-run fourth inning last night, and it wasn't because he got a big hit in the inning, but the bases were loaded, one out. He went down on the count 0-2 and battled all the way back, drawing a walk in a 9-pitch at-bat. It ended up bringing in a run, but it kept the inning going, really added to the pitch count. For starter Nate Lamb hastened his exit from the game, and Spikes went on to plate 10 runs in that inning, tying a franchise record. Cam Buford, of course, capping that inning with the 19th grand slam in Spikes history. So, quick meeting on the mound between pitcher and catcher, but they are on the same page now. 1-0 the count. And here is the set by Baez. A look to second and the 1-0. Fastball up and in, 2-0 the count. And Knox has the kind of speed where if this ball is a base hit to the outfield, he will score. Tim Battle getting the arm ready to windmill in the third base side. The 2-0 to Pound. Breaking ball for a strike on the inner half of the plate, 2-1 the count. The Undyne fire truck still misting, spraying over the kiddos in the splash zone, out at the kid zone. The dunk tank in full swing. Two balls and a strike. The pitch, swing and a miss. Went after a curveball upstairs, and it's 2-2. Wind swirling a bit, but only at maybe 5 miles an hour at most. Cloudy skies for the most part today, but certainly nothing threatening here. Just lends a little bit of cover as we play in this afternoon. And a 2-2 instead, a pitch timer violation on Harold Baez. So that will make it a full count. 3-2 the count. Bryce Brewer, third base coach on top, or third base umpire, I should say, on top of it. But different umpires, different responsibilities here watching the timer. And was on point. It had run out. So now full count to Pound with Preston leading off second. First pitch timer violation of the game. And the payoff pitch, laced foul, third base side, ricocheting all the way to the Frederick bullpen. 95 miles an hour off the bat of Pound as he turned on it inside. The count remains full. Baez out of the stretch. Delivers. Breaking ball low, and that's ball four. And once again, T.J. Pound working a walk and stretching out this bottom of the fourth inning. So now first and second with two down for Caleb Hill, the left fielder. Fly it out to right field, his first chime up. Big chance here for Caleb Hill. Came to the Spikes out of Midlothian, Texas, UTSA. All-Conference USA performer. Now Baez looks to second. First pitch to Hill. He is fouled over the netting onto the concourse. 0-1 the count. Of course, the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the major leagues. There are a few games that are underway, although one of those that was going to get underway and did get underway, Padres and Nationals. San Diego loaded the bases with two outs top of the first, but already a delay down in D.C. is the 0-2 to Hill. The 0-1 to Hill fouled to make it 0-2 as it tumbles onto the roof third base side. So officially still scoreless top of the first. Meanwhile, the Orioles all over the Marlins, 6-0 bottom of the fourth. Down in Miami, Tigers and Guardians scoreless top of the first. White Sox and Rangers due to start and a little over an hour from now. 0-2 to Hill, swing and a miss, strike three, and Harold Baez gets out of a little bit of a jam here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fourth strikeout of the game for Baez. No runs, a hit, two runners left on base for the Spikes. And at the end of four, it's still 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning, and Jeremy Neff back on the mound for the Spikes. Neff so far in four innings of work has allowed one run on three hits, no walks, four strikeouts. He has thrown 66 pitches to this point, 43 for strikes. He'll definitely look to finish out the fifth inning, and depending on how this goes, might even get the sixth. He threw six one-run innings in his first start of the season last week against Mahoning Valley. Daryl Buggs, Damone Hale, Christian Jackson, the 7-8-9 batters, due up for the keys here in the top of the fifth. Buggs, the McDonald strikeout guy, and the pitch. Breaking ball down low, ball one.
There's only been one clean hit to the outfield today. The other two, Cadu knocked down at shortstop. Ball got his glove on it and just deflected in the right field.
Exactly. Chopper to third, taken on the hop by Buford. Throw across the diamond in time, one away.
And those are the first two batters. And I give them a lot of credit because when you are used to playing 6:35 games,
yeah,
it is a clock adjustment on your body to play a 12:05 game. You have to get to the park earlier. You have to start your routine earlier.
As a starting pitcher, you develop certain rhythms, and Neff has adjusted those as this one flared but snared by Austin Ball in shallow right, the over-the-shoulder catch. Looked like it might be dropping in, but Austin Ball showing that defensive prowess at first, going back on it and able to make the grab for the second out.
Ought to be 6'4 and athletic.
He is such an asset for the Spikes, not only at the plate. We've seen what he's been able to do, of course, the game-winning double last night, but just the stabilizing force he is as a great defensive first baseman. And Christian Jackson fouls it off first base side for strike one. 2-1 lead for the Spikes here on the top of the fifth. State College has out-hit Frederick 5-3. There have been no errors in this game. Here's a pop-up foul first base side. 0-2 the count.
That was pitch number 70 for Jeremy Neff, 46 of which have been strikes. He has thrown fewer pitches to this point than Baez.
And Baez at 75 pitches. 47 of them for strikes through four innings. It's 4 2/3 right now for Neff. That one, a fastball just off the plate. Jackson did not go after it. 1-2. Neff right back at it. Foul tip into the mitt. Strike three. 5 strikeouts for Jeremy Neff today. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. 3 up, 3 down in the top of the fifth. We're halfway home here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. 2-1 Spikes. You're on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and far nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the fifth, first pitch of the inning, swung on by Manny Jackson, sent to left field, playable for Christian Jackson there, and the Frederick left fielder makes the grab for the first out. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Spikes leading the Keys 2-1. Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park, the finale of this three-game series. Spikes seeking the sweep after a 14-7 win on Tuesday night. Last night, a come-from-behind 8-7 win. And now Austin Rocaforte, the batter, officially 0-2 in this game. Spikes with a run in the first on Austin Ball's RBI single. Another in the third on Cooper Hecht's solo homer, 413 feet to right field. Rocaforte takes a strike on the inner half.
I want to give both starting pitchers a lot of credit. This game has featured one walk.
Exactly. Harold Baez, the right-hander, delivers for Frederick. Pop up on the infield, right side. Brody Farr, second baseman, steps up, makes the grab, two away. And both have had some mini flurries against them, given up a couple of hits, but they've been able to stabilize things right afterward. Of course, Neff gave up a run in the first inning, first two hits, as Steve pointed out earlier, deflected by infielders, but still base hits. One came in to score, but that's been all. Just 3 hits total against Neff in 5 innings, and there is no action in the State College pen. He'll get the 6th. Cooper Hex and his last swing over the right field wall. This one deep to center. Bugs going all the way back to the warning track, but able to run it down. Collides with the center field wall. Dislodges the cap after he makes the grab, but he hangs on, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for the Spikes in the fifth. We go to the sixth. State College still leading 2-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Jeremy Neff allowed hits to the first two batters he faced today. He then retired the next 10, gave up a single to Hunter Antillin in the fourth, but he set down the next five after that. An efficient outing so far for Jeremy Neff, most recently out of Virginia Tech, also time spent at the University of Richmond, but with 73 pitches under his belt. He gets the sixth inning today with his team leading 2-1. His first pitch of this inning, a breaking ball down and in on Tremaine Cobb, the leadoff man in the Frederick order, ball one.
Second straight outing where he is pitched into the sixth inning.
Looking to finish the sixth inning for the second straight outing as well. Delivers a breaking ball outside, 2-0, and Jeremy Neff, one of those pitchers, even as a starter, he goes exclusively from the stretch.
Some guys are just more comfortable. They feel more power in doing it because they push off the back foot right away.
2-0 pitch up and in for a ball, 3-0. And of course, Pete Vukovich switched to a delivery exclusively from the stretch in the early 80s, won a Cy Young as a result.
But he was a hitter in the movie Major League.
Clue Haywood. 3-0. That's a strike on the inner half. 3-1.
Johnstown's own.
Yes, indeed.
And not the most famous athlete out of Johnstown.
I think you might know somebody that might best him in that. The 3-1 swung on
admit. We're playing golf on Wednesday.
Yes.
That would be Hall of Famer Jack Ham.
Bishop McCourt product.
Yep.
Your partner, of course, on Penn State football broadcast coming up soon.
It's our 25th year together.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
We are having a blast. This is going to be a very, very, very interesting season.
Absolutely. Fouled off first base side, 3-2 to Cobb. Big Ten Media Days, of course, taking place in Indianapolis with
final days today.
Final day of today, and the new teams on hand. Bouncer to third, taken by Buford, throw to first in time. One gone, and that's six in a row set down by Neff.
But he battled back from 3-0.
He did.
He battled back from 3-0 and was able to take care of business there. It just tells you about his makeup. Yeah, today's the last. Oregon and Washington are meeting with the media today.
Yep. USC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington. 16 teams in the Big Ten, but only the top two.
18,
you're right. I went to an ACC school. Math's not my strong suit. Breaking balls, the ball inside.
We can debate the broadcasting school. No, I'm just kidding.
You're Here's the 1-0 from Neff in the lefty-lefty matchup. Grounder on to second. Backhanded by Pound. Throw to first in time. Two down in the top of the sixth inning. But only the top two will be going back to Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean only two are going to the playoff.
That's right. 12 teams. Beaver Stadium may well be hosting a playoff game in December. Certainly a possibility.
To quote the great philosopher, West Virginia, West Virginia, West Virginia.
That's certainly the concern.
All you gotta do is you gotta just. That's what people ask me about, like a full season. And I'll say, I can't broadcast any other game except that game that day.
Yeah.
So I don't really think too much about the other stuff.
0-1 breaking ball outside, 1-1 to Hawkins.
Now, do I take time and do advance work on everybody? Yes, including basketball.
Oh,
yeah. A lot of advance work. That way it makes the in-season work easier.
And I can personally attest to that. I've seen your work at this stage and how it's progressed to. Pitch in tight for a ball, 2-1. Neff to the plate. Check swing, appeal down to first. Steve Oaks says he went around, 2-2.
But you know what? You learn over time. Like, we do all this prep and everything like that.
Yeah.
You don't end up, like, don't overburden everybody with numbers.
Yeah.
Right? The action speaks for itself.
2-2, foul back to the screen.
Your laptop, by the way, almost bought it.
I know. I was just on the other side of the window in the opening inning, and I wasn't worried, though.
Neither was I. It's like I wasn't going to throw my body in front of it.
2-2. That one lifted foul over the Penn State baseball offices, first base side. Mike Gambino and his staff already hard at work for 2025.
I had breakfast with Mike 2 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. No. Mike has been working it and working it.
He's got to be delighted to see Grant Norris out here having the success he's had early on this season as the pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball in the dirt. Tag applied to finish off the sixth strikeout of the day for Jeremy Neff. Brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Parents trust Mountain Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. Visit mountainnittany.org/pediatrics. He's 8 straight retired.
And that's the second longest retired streak he's had today.
That's right.
Okay, that's not his longest.
Jeremy Neff has been outstanding through 6 innings of work, through 5.5 here at the ballpark, 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the sixth inning, Parker Cadu leading things off for the Spikes. Will be followed by Austin Ball and Cam Buford. Harold Paez back on the mound for Frederick into his sixth inning of work. And his first pitch of the inning is a breaking ball low for ball one. Cadu 1-for-2, singled, stole a base, and scored in the first inning. Struck out in the third, but he has been impressive so far as a spike. Just his third game, but already three hits last night and then climbed the ladder for the final out two nights ago in the opener of this series. Grounds went inside the bag at first, down to the line, country, Kia corner, extra bases for Cadu. He's headed for second, and he's going to take the turn, going for three, and he'll make it standing up. Parker Cadu for the second straight game with a triple. He has four hits as a spike. Half of them have been three base hits. And he is immediately 90 feet away from extending this lead for the Spikes. And by virtue of that triple, by the way, one lucky row here today gets a pack of cards from Nittany Cards. Plus, they can stop by on South Atherton Street. Visit our good friend Jason Dombach for those.
Great business he has going over there.
Absolutely. And why so many people even have come up to us and said how much a store like that was needed. Card collecting, memorabilia. Now they don't have to go elsewhere. They can stay right here in Happy Valley as the pitch outside for a ball to Austin Ball.
Well, you have to find your niche with a business, and he's found it. Not only that, he works at it.
Oh, my goodness. Every single day, JD's in there. Ball one for two, knocked in Cadu with a single in the first inning. And this one, grounded between first and second, does it again here in the sixth. Cadu trots in. 3-1 State College. Austin Ball knocks in his second of the game, his eighth, or rather ninth now, of the season already.
Well, he has seven hits as a spike. Today, his first two singles.
It's amazing that he had produced so much, and just today is the first time he's had a single, much less two of them. So Cadu with a leadoff triple. Ball with the RBI single. Cam Buford now at the plate. Seven hits in total for the Spikes.
Action in the bullpen. Johnny Sislowski is warming up for Frederick.
Saw him on Tuesday night as this one lifted foul, dropping near the warning track. Right field side for Cam Buford, 0-1 the count.
Yeah, Tuesday night Sislowski went out and went two-thirds of an inning. Two hits, five runs.
And unfortunately, he took the brunt of that big inning the Spikes had in the fourth.
Oh, which, by the way, you're still bragging about.
Well, you know, when people point out not much action has happened when you've been in the broadcast, all of a sudden there was a lot of action. Speaking of action, here is a liner between short and third for a base hit. Cam Buford with a third straight Spikes hit to start the bottom of the sixth.
But this is the third time through the order for these guys.
Yep.
And you can tell they're on him. And Jock Jones knows it.
Yep, and he's going to make the change. It looks like he hasn't officially made the signal just yet, but Sislowski is ready, and Sislowski's coming out. There it is.
Door's open, and he's not running away from the splash zone.
I'm sure that's a pleasant mist over there if they're getting anything on the Frederick bullpen. But Johnny Sislowski will be the new pitcher for Frederick. Spikes with runners on first and second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Already the lead out to 3-1. Looking to extend it even further as Knox Preston comes to the plate after this call to the bullpen here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home Saturday for a special night. Fight breast cancer and honor survivors with us at Paint the Park Pink Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Game time is 6:35 against the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can bid on the Spikes pink jerseys in a jersey off the back auction benefiting the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans get a pink t-shirt giveaway with a night capped off by fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So here in the bottom of the sixth, the new pitcher for the Keys is Johnny Sislowski, the right-hander in total this year, two appearances, one in a starting role, Three innings, but nine runs against him. The brunt of that, as we talked about earlier, the big inning the Spikes had on Tuesday night, and he took the brunt of it. Seven hits in total allowed, two strikeouts, six walks. So he'll look to bounce back here as Knox Preston will be the batter with runners on first and second. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Harold Baez leaving after five-plus innings of work. Did not record an out in this inning. Eight hits against him in total. Three runs against him so far. Also responsible for both runners on base. He did walk one batter. T.J. Pound worked that walk in the fourth inning. But four strikeouts for Baez. All in all, a pretty good outing for the Spikes. The third time through the order, Steve, as you pointed out, able to read him and start getting to him. And so the change made.
You mentioned Baez walking one. As you and I have pointed out, that's the only walk of this game.
Yep.
That's what you want to see. You go to the ballpark, you want to see the ball put in play. You want to see plays. You don't want to see walks. Now, it's bases loaded walks and you're scoring, sure. But
oh, cool.
Back to your 10-run inning.
Yes, indeed. Knox Press.
In fact, we're calling it your 10-run inning.
There we go.
We've kind of taken the Spikes out of it.
The Joe Putnam 10-run inning.
I'm going to hear about that for three more years.
Knox Preston's one for two in this game. Ground out in the second, a double in the fourth. Zaslavsky sets his first pitch of the day, and Preston shows bunt, draws it back. It's low for a ball.
And he's not a bad bunter, by the way.
Exactly.
We've seen that because, again, this is not a, quote, new player for us. I'll say this, Jackson, I'll give him credits, moved closer to the line with Knox after he doubled the last time.
Yes, he has. Preston actually with a bunt single as part of the Joe Putnam 10-run inning on Tuesday. 1-0, that's outside ball two.
Does the team know we're calling it?
I think they'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, especially with the billboard they were putting out in left field.
2-0 to Preston. Ball at second. Buford at first. Knox looking to move him up. Hilton playing the bunt on the first base side. Bunt shown again. Breaking ball down and in. Slips past Antillen, but no movement by the runners. 3-0 count to Knox Preston.
I give Ball credit because Ball could have gone, but you have to know who you are.
Yep.
And how far away it gets, and he judged that well.
By the way, great to have Andy and Kim Ball with us here this week as well.
Yes, talked to them yesterday. One Austin hit a home run, and he won the game with a double.
There you go. I think they'll take it. The 3-0 inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded with nobody out.
Well, T.J. Pound was in this spot in the 10-run inning the other night. And you and I talked to him before the game, and we told him what a great at-bat that was. I said to him, no, I know statistically you wanted the hit.
Yes.
I said, but what you did to get the walk as it was a professional walk.
And he did a similar in the fourth inning today.
I mean, that was a 10-pitch at-bat.
Yeah. After being down in the count 0-2.
Still nobody out, Joe.
Infield up all the way around. Says Lasky to the plate. That's a strike. Fastball at 89 over the inner half. But Pound's not going to be doing any bunting here.
No. It's time to wail away.
Spikes already with eight hits as a team.
I mean, you're the one that calls all the grand slams around here.
0-1. Foul tip back.
I got a lot of solo homers. Okay.
I don't know. I tend to remember, Steve. We were talking of Kyle Morgan's grand slam. There was somebody in this booth who forecast that
I did
very correctly. Right before the pitch was thrown.
Yes. It was just to the right of the batter's eye.
Yes, indeed. 0-2 to Pound. That's cued foul behind home.
Figured I'd leave with the success and not not do that every time.
Going out on a high note.
Yes. I was on a pretty good streak that for a couple of years.
You were, absolutely. 0-2 the count. Zaslavsky delivers. Sharp grounder underneath the diving common to left field. Ball will score. Buford held up at third. Station to station, the ball to the plate, and backed up by Antillen. But it's an RBI single for T.J. Pound to make it a 4-1 game. The bases are still loaded, and there are still no outs.
And that's what he wanted to do the other night. Well, he did it right there. The other night he drove in the run with a walk, this time with a base hit. That's five RBIs for him.
96 off the bat as well. Pretty good swing on that one. And now Caleb Hill, the left-handed hitting left fielder, up. 0 for 2 so far, but he can extend this lead. Sanslowski delivers. Infield still up. The pitch bounced foul. First base side. Oh, Jared Brown nearly had it.
He's 2 for 3. Battle is 0 for the season.
I think he would, you know what, though? He's wearing T.J. Pound's elbow guard on his wrist, and yeah. I think that affected his ability to field that ball.
I mean, has Battle made a play yet?
He's been close.
Close.
0-1. Breaking ball down and in. 1-1 to Hill.
This is from a guy who already admitted he would not have thrown himself in front of your laptop.
Well, yeah.
That's all right. It's replaceable. I'm sure the company will pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
1-1. That is a strike, fastball on the outer edge.
That's a good pitch.
88 miles an hour, right on the corner. 1-2 the count.
It's amazing how the forecast early, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's not a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
There's been a little bit of clouds, a little bit of haze early on.
But the clouds have been good.
Yeah. Now we're seeing blue skies come in. 1-2. That is fouled back to the screen. Count remains the same.
So in this series, where Frederick had out-hit State College 25-17, but the Spikes won the first two games, today the Spikes have out-hit Frederick 9-3. That's the Jeremy Neff effect.
Oh, yes. Gave up two hits, retired the next 10, gave up one more hit, retired the next 8. Sensational outing from the State College lefty. And the 1-2 to Caleb Hill, a breaking ball down and in, 2-2 the count.
They are on a team that's hit 307 this season. 307 this season. They are 3 for 21 against Jeremy Neff today. 307, 3 for 21.
7 runs on Tuesday, 7 on Wednesday, 1 through 6 innings today. And the 2-2 pitch, fastball high and away, 3-2 to Hill. Bases are loaded, no outs. Manny Jackson awaits on deck.
See, I know what the Putnam mindset is. 2 down, 8 to go. I know.
Payoff pitch from Sislowski. Low for ball 4, run will score. Buford crosses the plate.
3 down and 7 to go.
There we go.
I mean, I know how you operate. It really is. I feel like I'm for years now, I've just felt like a pawn up here in your chess passion play.
Josh Flowerman, the Frederick pitching coach, is out already to talk to Sislowski, who again did pitch on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Was looking to bounce back here, but came on with two runners on. Both have now scored to close the book on Paez.
He's in a tough spot. He was in a tough spot the other night. He's been in a tough spot today.
And this is definitely a reassuring visit from Flowerman, hand patting the shoulder.
But again, he's walked into situations.
Yeah.
He has not started an inning yet where it's all him.
Exactly. It's so tough to come in, two runners on, bases loaded, nobody out as a relief pitcher. That's why you see top-tier relief pitchers that are able to do that. That's why they're going up the ladder so quickly into the major leagues.
Yep.
Manny Jackson is 1 for 2 today, singled in the third. Broke his bat in the process, flying out to left in the fifth. It's been an early in the count swinger today, but now the pitch outside for ball 1-0. But I think Tim Battle and Darnell Sweeney, when he was here, did a lot of work with Manny, improving not just his swing, but his discipline at the plate. And with the bases loaded, no out situation here, Manny's probably going to wait for something he really likes. The 1-0, down and in, ball 2.
It's also the other part, too, here. By being here, you can hit the weight room whenever you want.
Yep.
You can utilize that because he's got the power. He drove one that was almost a grand slam at Williamsport, right to the base of the wall. It was like 400-some-odd feet. But
exactly.
The deepest part of the park.
Dead center field. 2-0, high and away, ball three. Well, Sislawski, unfortunately, has thrown 19 pitches and only 18 pitches, I should say, and only 7 of them have been strikes so far. This will be the 19th.
Right-handed action still in the Frederick bullpen.
3-0 pitch, up high, ball four. Manny Jackson draws the four-pitch walk to bring in another run.
Well, I know what you're thinking. Four down and six to go. Still nobody out.
Four in this inning, six in the ball game.
I don't think I'll be able to live down another 10-run inning.
Five-run lead, and now Austin Rocaforte is replaced. And Will Jewell will hit for him here.
I had a great conversation with Will before the game.
And Jack Jones is going to make the change.
He says, you're the first broadcaster on this team to talk to me.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking with Mr. Jewell quite a bit more often here over the course of the rest of this season.
Why don't you try once?
That'll be a start.
Hey, Joe talks to everybody.
That'll be a start.
It's a running joke we have.
Well, four runs already. Six more to go for another Joe Putnam 10-run inning.
I just feel like I'm part of an avalanche. I had to go through the Josiah Vieira action innings era with the two of you.
Oh, yeah.
That became, to be honest with you, insufferable.
Oh. Well, me, maybe. But the pitching change is made. We'll have the identity of the new Frederick Curler, his numbers, the rest of six innings. Still bases loaded, no outs. First seven batters have reached in the inning for the Spikes, and Will Jewell will bat.
I predict it's Dawson Nets.
And, in fact, that's who it is. We'll have his numbers after this call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
A reminder, fans, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And with the Spikes already having scored four runs here in the sixth inning and Will Jewell coming up as a pinch hitter, it's Dawson Nets, the right-hander out of Arizona, who was brilliant in the first half of the season for the Keys, who gets his first assignment here in the second half and comes in a tough spot. Bases loaded, nobody out.
University of Arizona down in Tucson. I believe you have a winter home there, don't you?
I wish. It would be a great place.
Up there in the Ventana Canyon area?
Yes. I'll say hi to Jerry Fisher out there. First pitch, breaking ball down and in to Will Jewell.
But will he say hi to you?
I think so. Nets was 4-0 in the first half of the season for the Keys. 3.86 ERA, 18 and two-thirds innings, 27 strikeouts to four walks. Now facing Jewell with a 1-0 count and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. 91 down around the knees, and that's the kind of stuff that gave Nets such great numbers in the first half of this season.
I'm going to tell you my Ventana Canyon mountain course story.
The 1-1. That's fouled back to the screen.
Good cut. I played that course like four times.
Yeah.
So the last time I played, I see the pro. Right before we go out.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, you want some local knowledge? I said, sure. He says, no matter what the putt looks like, everything breaks away from the mountains. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Let Will hit here.
That's ball in hand. Now rises to the stretch. And the 1-2. That is foul, first base side into the seat, still 1-2.
So I get to a hole, I think it's a fourth or fifth hole, I'm about 20 feet away, and there's no doubt, I'm playing with Dave Baker, that the putt goes right to left.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, he's like 2 feet out. But the mountain's on the left.
Another 1-2 to Jewell. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a breaking ball there, actually a changeup that dropped out of the way. Mm.
All right, so I said to Dave, I said, well, it's his course. Let's try it his way. So I putted it the opposite way, what the break looked like, left to right, went in the hole. It's a birdie. It's like, so that dude knows what he's talking about.
Pro who knows. Cooper Hex certainly knows out there. He had a solo homer in the third inning, went 413 feet.
Ninth hitter of the inning, Joe.
First strikeout for Nets. Bases loaded, one out. And the pitch to Hex to breaking ball low. First seven batters all reaching base. Four hits, three walks. Johnny Zaslavsky did not record an out. One hit, three walks against him. 19 pitches, seven for strikes. And one run against him already. Responsible for all three runners on right now. And the ball inside, 2-0 to Hex.
You mentioned Nets being out of Arizona. He's out of Sierra Madre, California as well.
It's, yep.
This is ninth appearance. They haven't started him yet. Every appearance has been out of the bullpen.
Yeah. And he has been dominant out of the bullpen. 2-0. And Hex sends this one deep to right field. Hale going back, turns around, the ball up the base of the wall. Coming in is Pound. Hill hot on his heels will score. Around third is Jackson. There'll be no throw to the plate. A three-run bases clearing double for Cooper Hex, extending it to a seven-run inning and a 9-1 lead.
Seven down, three to go, Joe.
Now that one off the bat looked like it might get out of here as well.
And to do it against this guy. I mean, you got to realize, he flew out to center field the last time to the base of the wall.
Exactly. Bugs collided with the wall after making the catch. But Hext, with his fourth RBI of the game, 2-for-4 so far, and the inning's not done. He's in scoring position with one out for Parker Kadu, has had a nice game himself. Started off this flurry with a triple to the Line Country Kia corner and right. He's also singled, stolen a base, and scored twice so far. 0-1. Bounces in, blocked by Antillen. Hext will stay at second. Spikes with 10 hits as a team. Half of them have been here in the sixth inning.
Just trying to rub it in. I got a lot of ground outs.
The 1-1. Flipped foul off the mitt of Antillen. We'll get back to those in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, no doubt.
Time to transition back, Steve. Make the game move. Joe's innings are slowing the game down.
Who I feel bad for right now is the Spike staffer that's out in the dunk tank right now, who's been out there this entire sixth inning.
He has no arms left from lifting himself up over that thing.
One ball, two strikes. Hex leads off second. The 1-2 breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. Took something off that one. And that is the second strikeout for Nets. Two down here in the bottom of the sixth. 11th batter of the inning is Austin Ball. Two RBI singles in this game, one of them earlier on here in the sixth. He's got a man in scoring position again. Here's the set by Nets. A look to second. The pitch. And a swing and a miss. Ball trying to hold back. Could not on the changeup.
I think he was thinking fastball when he got that pitch.
Yep.
Chris Shull continues to warm up in the Spikes bullpen, the newest Spike.
Yep.
Who, by the way, if they wanted him to hit, could hit.
Sure could. He was a two-way player at Lubbock Christian, but he'll focus on the mound here. Breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge. Actually, David Lee, who we saw nail down the win for the Spikes last night with a scoreless ninth for the save, he was a two-way player at California University of Pennsylvania before he was exclusively a relief pitcher here at Penn State this spring.
Had three saves for Penn State.
The 0-2. Fastball just off the plate inside. Very good 0-2 pitch.
Yeah, it was. Notice how ball chokes up about an inch on the bat.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of guys do that.
No, everybody keeps it low. I mean, bat control, not really an emphasis anymore, is the 1-2. And that, a changeup, floats over the outer edge of the plate for a called strike three. So Nets comes in and strikes out three batters, but gives up the bases clearing double to Hex. The Spikes send 11 batters to the plate. Seven of them score. Five hits, one left. End of six. It is 9-1 State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, a reminder, the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Jeremy Neff, outstanding in six innings of work, allowed just one run on three hits, struck out six, no walks. He gives way now to the right-hander Chris Scholl for his debut with the Spikes, and somebody who is far from his Spikes debut, taking you the rest of the way. Here's Steve Jones.
Thank you, Joe. Chris Scholl, first appearance with the Spikes. Right-hander, 6'1", 200 pounds. He's 22 years of age. Out of San Antonio, Texas. Played at Lubbock Christian. Went 5-2 this season with a 4.39 ERA. Struck out 65, walked 34. Gave up just 37 hits and 53 and a third. 11 strikeouts per nine innings. They only hit 199 against him, Joe, during the course of his time there this season. Defensive changes. Kyle Russell takes over at shortstop for Parker Cadeau. And Grant Norris takes over at third base for Cam Buford. And Will Jewell stays in the game in right field for Rocaforte. And the first pitch by Scholl hits Antolin with a pitch. Rather inauspicious debut. So, first guy's on. Number 19, Brandon Hilton. Brandon Hilton will come to the plate. Hilton today 0-2. Popped out to Cadeau at short and struck out swinging in the fourth. Middle infield double play depth. Outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Mentioned Shull being a heck of a hitter. In his career at Lubbock Christian, as a hitter, he hit 22 home runs, drove in 85, and hit 327. It's up high to Hilton, 2-0 the count. Right now just trying to settle himself down a little bit here. It's his first appearance here, so he needs to channel it. In his career, 11.5 strikeouts per nine innings. Throwing at 94, swing and a miss, 92 with that one. 2-1 the count. This year's 16 games, three of them were starts. In his career, 92 strikeouts, only 44 walks. Outside, high, 3-1 the count. Also in his career, 72 innings pitched and only 57 hits surrendered. 9-1 State College here in the top of the seventh inning. It's outside, ball four. So the first two are aboard. It's only the second walk surrendered by Spikes pitching this afternoon. And here's Keenan Taylor to the plate, who's 0-for-2, with a pair of flyouts to Cooper Hexton Center in the second and fourth, respectively. Shull just needs to settle down. I think once he gets his first out, he'll be okay. Nine-one State College. They have out hit Frederick 10-3. So far, both teams clean in the field today. Pitch down low for a ball over the plate, but low. 1-0 the count. Right-hander pretty much works from the center of the hill. Some pitchers favor first base side, third base side. He's really in the middle. 1-0. And the pitch to Taylor. It's fouled straight back right over us and out of play. Maybe 5-6 feet above my spot here in the booth. Bounce down below. One and one the count. That's down low 2-1, but that one caught the plate too, just low. So he's not missing wide now. He's just, you know, just had to get it right about to the knees. He's keeping the ball down, 2-1 the count. Nobody out, first and second, top of the seventh inning. Chris delivers. Hit him. Bases are loaded. So Jared Brown's going to come out to talk to his guy just to settle him down. You know darn well, it was, we've pointed out many times, this is a dangerous offensive team. Came into the game at 307 as a team. You look at the stats that through the first week of the season, Frederick's got names all over the place on the offensive side of it. Daryl Buggs, who's sixth in the league in hitting, will be at the plate next. Came in at 417. He's 0-for-2 today. Popped out to second in the second inning and grounded out to Buford at third in the fifth. Bases loaded and nobody out. Not as if this kid doesn't know how to pitch. He does. I think this is more of a case of nerves than anything else. Just needs to settle in, find a groove. It's his first appearance with a new team, new setting, new hitters. Up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Buggs is the McDonald strikeout, guys. We mentioned he has not done that yet. With a pop out to second and a grounder to third. Middle infield double play depth. Pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 92. 1-1 the count. And it's not as if Chris doesn't have some giddy up on that fastball. That fastball can get up to 94, 95 miles an hour. 1-1. Excuse me, foul ball. 1-2 the count. You know what? When a pitcher's trying to settle in, sometimes you need a strike like that. He ran it right in on the fist. And Bugs trying to get out of the way, fouled it off. 1-2 the count. Shaw with that glove right in front of the face to the plate. Called strike three, got him. And yes, on Super Splash Day, everybody in the ballpark starting at noon tomorrow with a purchase at their local McDonald's will then be eligible to get a free Big Mac. And for Chris Shull, he needed that. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza and State College on South Atherton Street. Hale takes a strike, 0-1, 92 with that fastball. You know, they offer same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. 0-1, Chris delivers. Swing and a miss. Another 92-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 0-2. Working from the windup with the bases loaded and one out. Outfield straight away, a little bit deeper. Pitch to Hale. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. There we go, Chris. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Elf. We're going to be part of an all-star team. Mountain Indy Elf offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. Christian Jackson, the number nine hitter, struck out twice today in the third and fifth, respectively. There's a strike. It's 0-1. 93 with that one. Oh, you can see this young man's confidence growing here. 0-1 the count. Shull, big deep breath, and now to the plate. That's a strike. It's 0-2. 92 again with good movement on those pitches. Bases loaded, two outs. It was bases loaded, nobody out. 0-2. Shull drives to the plate. That's the right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. This will score one run. They'll move up 90 feet. It's 9-2. Good job by Jewell, who hit the cutoff man ball right on the money. So they'll get a run out of it. As Jackson gets the RBI single, bringing Antillion home from third base. Everybody up 90 feet. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's Tremaine Cobb. Infield hit, scored in the first. Flew to right in the third. Grounded out to third in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. Shaw delivers. Bounced it in. Got away from Manny Jackson. Coming to the plate is Hilton Head for a slide. He's in. So second and third now with two outs, two runs in, now 9-3. Cobb is 5-for-12 in the series, including his 1-for-3 this afternoon. 9-3, State College. Shull was so close. He was one strike away from getting out of it without any damage. Pitch up high, 2-0 the count. Only been one hit in the inning, but that's the one that produced the first run of the inning. It's now 9-3. Shaw delivers. Oh, just missed the inner half that time. That missed, too. It's a good call. 3-0 the count. Shaw with that glove in front of him now delivers. And ball four. So he walks Cobb. The bases are loaded again. Brody Farr will be to the plate. In the first inning, knocked one off the glove of Ball that trickled into right field for a base hit. Flew out to Cooper Hex in center field in the third, grounded out to second in the sixth. Still two outs. Bases loaded with Farr at the plate. The pitch to Farr outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Four for 12 in the series, including 1-for-3 this afternoon. That just missed down low. Again, that caught the plate, but just missed. It's 2-0. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. Just starting, though. Just starting. See if Chris can get out of it. 2-0. Outside, 3-0. Has to be frustrating for him. He's had so much success. He'll have many more opportunities here. But you always want to make that good first impression. You want to impress every time out. Ball four, he walked him on four pitches. So that'll bring in a run. Walking home from third is Taylor. It's now 9-4. And the ninth hitter of the inning is Tyler Hawkins, who has struck out three times today in the first, fourth, and sixth, respectively. Shaw delivers. There's a strike. It's 0-1. 94 with that fastball from Chris. Looks in and delivers. Low and inside. It's 1-1. Light breeze blowing to left field now, less than 5 miles an hour. Started the game about 75. Actually, it's 74 now. It dropped down one. And it hit him. It's the third batter of the inning he's hit. And that will drive in a run the hard way. Oof. Hawkins took a real shot that time. It was like right in the ribs. It's now 9-5.
Catcher number 14, Hunter Antelon.
Hunter Antelon started the inning when he was hit by a pitch on the first pitch of the inning. And Chris Shaw is going to be done in his first appearance as a Spike. He will have better days. You can tell he's got good stuff. 94, 95 mile per hour fastball. Just some days, it's just not working, and he had to fight his way through this one. He had a couple strikeouts. And tough one for him. He gave up one hit. But he ended up walking three and hitting three. And that's the issue. Walking three and hitting three on a day where the Spikes, I mean, Neff had no walks through six innings. That's what was so impressive, and Tim Battle felt he had to make the move. It's not the move he expected to make in this inning. His team up 9-5 right now. And I think it might be Nick Palumbo that's in now. Palumbo, last time out for him was 2 days ago. He went an inning and gave up nothing, struck out two. This will be his third appearance with the Spikes. Nick has a 4.50 ERA with four strikeouts, five walks. He's only given up one hit. And three of the runs against him have been unearned. But against Frederick here on Tuesday night, he went one spotless inning, striking out two. Faced three batters, and that was it. As he got the job done. Came in the sixth inning of the game. Struck out Jackson and Hale, and he got Cobb to ground out to short. Well, he's going to face the 10th hitter of the inning, Hunter Antillen. And Antillen was hit by a pitch in the first pitch of the inning, which in the end set the tone for the inning. Palumbo, 6'2", 215 pounds, 24 years of age, out of Wayne, New Jersey. Pitched for Williamsport last year. With the cutters, he made 12 appearances, and I was very impressed with him last year. He had a 1-1 record with a 3.71 ERA and one save. It's one thing, Peden and Palumbo both pitched last year for the cutters, and they were two of the guys on that staff I was really impressed with. Turns out they're here now. .225 average against Palumbo this season in college. Hawkins, the good news, is okay. He's down at first base. And Nick inherits bases loaded, two outs, and a 9-5 lead here in the top of the seventh inning. And he's going to face Hunter Antelon. Out of Rancho Cucamonga, California, the University of Utah. Played in the final Pac-12 season. And Polambo, right-hander, works from the first base side, delivers. And balk. He slipped coming off the mound. That's a balk. He never delivered the pitch. Second and third, two outs. It's almost like he got stuck that time. Now it's 9-6. It's been a five-run inning. This is the tying run at the plate here in the seventh. An inning that began with the spikes up 9-1. It's now 9-6. Swing and a miss. 91-mile-per-hour fastball, 0-1 the count. So he looks in. Polambo straight away in the outfield, deep all the way around against Hunter. And the pitch up high with that one. 1-1 the count. 92 with that fastball. I mean, you see Peden and Polambo going back to Williamsport. Now, it's not going to be the same guys. And there may be one or two guys that might be the same, but how they react just being back there. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Hit him. Bases are loaded. Second time this inning in, Tillen's been hit by a pitch. Fourth guy's been hit by a pitch this inning.
First baseman, 19, Brandon Hilton.
Here's Hilton. He is the lead run. And at 6'7", 240 pounds, he's got the juice to put his team in front. We talk about this team being a great hitting team. They only have one hit in the inning. Three walks and four guys hit by a pitch. Polambo to the plate. Swing and a miss. 93 with that fastball. It's 0-1. The saving grace is Bugs Dick strikeout. He's the McDonald's strikeout guy. Deep in the outfield, all the way around and straight away. The pitch. Foul that back to the screen. It's 0-2. Two strikeouts, one hit, three walks, and four guys hit by a pitch. Equals five runs so far. 0-2 as Nick looks in and gets what he wants. Polambo. 0-2. Lifted in the air, down the left field line, foul. That'll reach the seats and out of play. In fact, it's going to bounce into the Frederick bullpen and bounce into the first row behind the Frederick bullpen. And the youngster with a blue T-shirt caught it on the fly. Still 0-2 on Hilton. Polambo, high set at the letters. 0-2. Way outside, 1-2. One on the chase, did not. Bases loaded, two outs. Five runs in, 9-6 State College, though. Hilton windmills the bat a couple of times. Polambo. 1-2. Way outside, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. It's been a rough inning. Can Polambo get him out of it? And the 2-2. Checked it. Did not go. And it's full 3-2. Wow. So 3-2 count. Hilton waits. Polambo delivers. Swing, and he fouled it at the plate and stays alive with the runners moving. Nine runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Spikes. Six runs, only four hits for Frederick. And no errors. This inning has not been an offensive attack. It's been paper cuts. 3-2. And another paper cut. Run scores. It's now 9-7 as he walks him. So, four walks, four guys hit by a pitch, one hit, two strikeouts among 11 hitters. They have 11 hitters and one hit. It's now 9-7. And Mandy Jackson out to talk to Nick Palumbo. Keenan Taylor at the plate. He was hit by a pitch and scored earlier in this inning. He's also flown out twice to Cooper Hexton center field. Flew out to center in the second, flew out to center in the fourth. Fan down below yelled earlier, says, make your defense work. He's correct. The pitch. Hit in the air, center field. Hex coming over, makes the play, and the inning is over. They get six runs on one hit and leave the bases loaded.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home Saturday for a special night. Fight breast cancer and honor survivors with us at Paint the Park Pick Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Game time is 6:35 against the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can bid on the Spikes pink jerseys in a jersey off the back auction benefiting the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans get a pink t-shirt giveaway with a night capped off by fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, here we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. After Joe Putnam and I got Jerry Valori very wet. It worked. He soaked. You wanted to stay dry today? Wouldn't go in the dunk tent? We took care of that. Bottom of the seventh, 9-7 State College. Gavon Ray, who struggled last night and took the loss, will step in here as Dawson Nets ended up getting an inning out of that. He did give up a hit that drove in three runs. But he struck out three. Ray last night went one inning, three hits, two runs. That was in the eighth inning last night. Struck out one, did not walk a batter. So Ray takes over here out of Douglasville, Georgia, and pitched at Georgia Southern. He's 23 years of age, 6'4", 215-pound right-hander. Ray with a 6.75 ERA, 0-1, the loss last night. 5 1/3, 8 hits, 4 runs, all earned. He has struck out 5, walked 4, surrendered 1 home run. And, of course, that home run was to Josh Spiegel last night. That was a rocket. Here's Grant Norris, first appearance today. Pitch. That's in there for strike. Get his 0-1. Norris last night went 0-3, hitting .250, no home runs, two knocked in. Scored three runs. And the pitch to Grant. That hit him. Now we have a rash of these. So he takes first. Norris was 6 of 7 in stolen bases for the Nittany Lions this season. 8 of 11 in his career. But 6 of 7 this year. He's all one with the spikes so far. So that will bring to the plate Knox Preston has had a good day. Down low for a ball. Preston is 1-for-2. Grounded to short in the second. Doubled to left in the fourth. Walked and scored in the sixth. And a throw to first, and he got back. That was close. Good move by Ray over to first base. Middle infield double play depth. Norris now out to his lead at first. Leadoff man aboard after he got hit by a pitch. Ray, high set at the letters, to the plate. That is fouled by Preston to our right over the roof and out of play toward Porter Gardens. It is 1-1. 88 with that fastball. It's like Danny Lee's back warming up again for State College. He got the save last night. The pitch. Curveball outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. I felt it was a success. He's completely drenched. We want to thank the staff here for providing the bucket. Throw to first, no tag. 1-2 the count on Knox Preston. Preston's got his batting average up to 277 now. Straight away in the outfield. Jackson a little shallower in left. Ray to the plate. There goes Norris. Inside for a ball. Throw to second. He airmailed it, and it's reeled in, and Norris gets the stolen base. The perfect pitch to run on, the curveball. And Norris gets his first stolen base with the spikes. It puts him in scoring position in a 2-2 count on Knox Preston. Preston's driven in three for the spikes. Drove in 21 this year for St. Louis University. Time called. And with a runner on second, Antilon, I think, wants to go out and talk to him about the sequence with a runner on second. Jerry Valeri's so mad about being drenched, he's now throwing equipment around the room. I think you need to cool your temper just a bit. The company will tell you the equipment's more valuable than we are. 2-2 the count on Preston. 9-7 State College, bottom of the seventh. Nobody out. 2-2. Down low, he just missed with that one. The bottom, just missed the bottom of the zone. It's full on Knox Preston. Gentle breeze blowing to left. Temperature about 74 in this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Clouds have broken up. Blue sky above. Here's the 3-2 foul to the screen above the spikes dugout. Hits the railing and bounces out to the first base coach, Jerry Brown. Still 3-2. A little bit of haze down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte. A little bit of haze shrouding Tussey Mountain over the right field grandstand. And Mount Nittany perfectly framing this park. Knox Preston trying to bring in Grant Norris. Here's the pitch. Bounced it in, ball four. First two aboard here in the bottom of the seventh inning for the Spikes. And here's T.J. Pound. Pound is 1-for-2. He struck out swinging in the second, walked in the fourth, RBI single, and scored in the 7-run sixth. I just want to tell you, you're a mess. Do I have a game to broadcast? Yes. It was not a one-man show. Outside for a ball. Want to know the count as Pound showed bunt that time. Now everybody's moving. Yes, we planned this out. And yes, I had one half of the bucket. The pitch and the bunt's fouled to the plate. Like, you got to put it down. Put it down third base. Don't even think about Hilton at all. Who cares? He can charge all he wants. He can only cover one part of the field. You got to make Ray, the pitcher, cover the third base side. You got to make him run over. And Norris has good speed down at second. Preston has good speed down at third. I'm telling you right now, I know Cobb's playing behind him. I wouldn't mind running him. Here's the pitch. Where's the bunt? Third base side foul. It's down 1-2. You got to take the bunt off now. One and two, the count. Yeah, I have one half of the bucket, and Putnam had the other half of the bucket. I thought it worked well. I thought teamwork means something. Hey, Jerry, it's not just about individuals in life. 1-2. That is the left field. That's a base hit. Norris is going to stop at third. Good piece of hitting by T.J. Pound. And the bases are loaded and nobody out for the Spikes as they bounce back in the bottom of the seventh inning. That'll bring Caleb Hill to the plate. Hill is 0-2. He flew to right in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, walked and knocked in a run, then scored a run in the seven-run sixth. Spikes looking for insurance here in the bottom of the seventh. After leading 9-1, only to see Frederick score 6 in the top of the seventh to draw within 2. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike to Caleb. It's 0-1. Hill drove in 40 this year at Texas San Antonio. He drove in 81 in his career with the Roadrunners. The pitch. Down low, 1-1 the count. I think it's called the Jerry Valeri Show, right? It's all about teamwork. Penn State, State College Spikes, Jerry Valeri Show. The pitch. It's fouled by Hill over the screen. Concourse and out of plays in the hole, 1-2. Just get something to the outfield here. And I'll say this. Hale in right field is playing very deep. I think he's got binoculars on. The 1-2. Way outside, level of 2-2. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Norris was hit by a pitch. Preston walked and Pound singled the left. 9-7 State College, bottom of the seventh. They've out hit Frederick 11-4. Ray goes set at the letters. 2-2. Fouled it back, stays alive. Good piece of hitting by Caleb as he got to that curveball that time. It's 2-2. You were supposed to be in the dunk tank. We wanted to make sure you would not escape unscathed. 2-2 on Hill. Levels the bat. Caleb's ready in the left-handed box. Ray delivers. Bounced away. Coming in is Norris from third. Slides. He makes it. 10-7 State College, and now the count 3-2 on Hill. That'll be a wild pitch. Still nobody out. And in case you're wondering, there's nobody warming in the Frederick bullpen. It's Ray Forever. Hill now with a 3-2 count, second and third, nobody out, one run in. 10-7, State College. Infield up, and it hit him. So that'll load the bases. Second batter this inning that's been hit by a pitch would have been ball four anyway. This is just a more painful way of doing it. Manny Jackson, 1-for-2, single to right in the third, flew to left in the fifth. Walked with the bases loaded, knocked in a run, then scored a run in that seven-run sixth. And now he's got the bases loaded again and nobody out, and the infield is up on the grass again for Frederick. Outfield straight away, normal depth, Hale a little deeper and right. Slaps at it, foul. Third base side hits the netting above the Frederick dugout, drops into the camera well. It's 0-1. Look how lonely that dunk tank looks. So awful when individuals deny youngsters. The pitch, that's in there for a strike. It's 0-2. So many people had bought tickets to watch you swim with the fishes. And we put fish in there. 0-2 to Jackson. To the plate. Way outside. Purpose pitch. 1-2 the count. Will Jewell on deck. Bases loaded. Nobody out. One run in. 1-2. Way outside. 2-2. Danny Lee, who pitched last night to get the save, might get the eighth inning for the Spikes. Palumbo did get them out of the seventh. 2-2. On the ground, the first. Fair ball, throw to the plate, and that's a force play at the plate. So it should be. He's got to tag him at home plate. If he touched first, he has to tag him at home plate. And that's what they're talking about. I think that run's going to count. He touched first, and on the throw home, the force is off. You have to tag him. And I think this run's going to count. It should count. The key is going to be, to me, the first base umpire, Steve Oakes. The call is safe. That is, the run will count. Jock Jones will come out, but here's the issue. Brandon Hilton, when he got the ground ball, was right at the bag. So, of course, he tagged the bag. He got the automatic out on Jackson. But when he threw to the plate, Antillon could not. It was not a force play. He had to tag him and did not. In fact, he tagged him late when he went by. So that's going to be an RBI for Manny, his second of the game. And that means that Preston will score. Pound moved up to second. Pound moved to third. Hill to second. And now it's 11-7 State College. It really is pretty simple. He had to tag him at the plate and did not. Jewell down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Will struck out swinging in the sixth in his only plate appearance. Out of Houston Christian and Salinas, California. That's on the ground to second. Juggle it. Holds the runner. Throws the first two outs. Good job by Brody Farr to keep his poise that time. Not panic. And here's Cooper Hext. You want to talk about a guy that has seen the ball well all day. Even his outs have been loud. Homer that went 413 feet in the third, three-run double in the sixth. Then he flew out to center field to the base of the wall at the 399 mark in the fifth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball that time, it's 0-1. So the Spikes, who scored seven in the sixth, only to watch Frederick score six in the seventh, have countered with two in their half of the seventh, and now have an 11-7 lead. The pitch. Outside, just missed. 1-1 the count. Yeah, the key on that's the umpire at first, Steve Oakes. If he tells him he tagged the bag first, then that tells the home plate umpire, Cody Kogan, that it had to be a tag play at the plate and not a force out. That's a strike 1-2. And there really wasn't much Jock Jones could say about it. Jock, by the way, had a great career in the major leagues. I mean, not a Hall of Fame career, but he had over 200 home runs in his career. 1-2. That's a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. We'll throw it to Hilton. Hilton has to tag the back. If I were Hex, I'd take off, run. I think Hex thought he fouled the ball off. See, I think Hex thought he fouled it off. I mean, there were two sounds there, but I think one was the ground and one was the glove. So, inning's over, but the Spikes get two, up 11-7 to the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. Nick Palumbo got them out of the seventh inning with a third of an inning. Did not give up a run or a hit. Now gives way to David Lee, who got the save last night. Lee went one inning last night, struck out one, walked one. This will be his third appearance with the Spikes. No ERA with three strikeouts, three walks. With the Nittany Lions this year, he had three saves, 7.3 strikeouts per nine innings. At California, Pennsylvania, before he transferred to Penn State, in 2023, he had a 3-0 record, one save and a 4.50 ERA. So David takes over here, 6'2", 210-pound right-hander out of Pittsburgh. He's 24 years of age. And he will face the bottom third of the order, Darryl Buggs, Damone Hale, and Christian Jackson. Frederick, a team that came in hitting 307 as a team in the opening week of the season, has only had four hits today, and in the six-run inning, only had one hit. Four guys were hit by a pitch, four guys walked. It was not exactly, Cooperstown is not asking for the tape. On the ground, one hopper to short. Picked up there, sidearm to first in time as Russell throws him out. One up and one down here in the eighth inning for Frederick. Damone Hale is 0 for 3, grounded out the third and the second, popped out to ball at first in the fifth and struck out swinging in the seventh. Norris a bit closer to the line at third against the right-handed hitter. Outfield straight away and very deep by Hill and left. The pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. You look at the outfield. Jewell is normal depth in right. Hecht's a couple steps back in center, but you feel like Hill is playing a no-doubles defense in left. Pitch to Hale. In the air to right field, slicing down the line. Jewell gives it a run. It's foul. It's going to bounce to the Spikes bullpen. Jewell will pick it up in his underhanded into the pen there. It's 0-2. Lee this year racked up 24 and two-thirds innings for Mike Gambino and the Nittany Lions. We mentioned he picked up the three saves. Lee goes set. David delivers. Outside, purpose pitch there. Good curveball, 1-2. Missed outside, but it was close enough where it was tantalizing. Great to have skills here today in the ballpark. We're out at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. And the 1-2. Popped it up. Foul. Coming in, the first baseman ball makes the catch about two-thirds of the way between first base and the mound. He called everybody off. To be honest with you, I'm not sure Manny Jackson, the catcher, saw it. But Ball did. I'll say this. Austin Ball is a very, very good first baseman. And a really good first baseman saves an infield. I've used that Mark DeShero, Tino Martinez example forever. When those two guys were at first base for the Yankees, they were really good. That's down low for a ball to Christian Jackson. RBI single scored in the seventh, but he also struck out in the third and fifth, respectively. He's 1-for-3. Because that Yankee infield, the pitch, down low 2-0. Robinson Cano, Derek Jeter, and Alex Rodriguez. With all due respect, I know Yankee fans put people on pedestals. I got it. But they're good, not great defensively. He made them better. Teixeira did. And Martinez did that in the 90s. 2-0. Foul that off the end of the bat, back to the screen, 2-1 the count. I think it's that board right below that has Joe's picture on it. It's a lot of Joe Putnam promotion in this ballpark. It's part of the Jerry Valeri show. 2-1 the count. Popped it up. Sky high. That may burn up on reentry. And Ball puts it away, and the inning is over. Good job by David Lee. I mean, they didn't hit anything hard that inning. 1-2-3 goes Frederick in the eighth. 7.5 gone. 11-7. State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on like
lightning. Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home Saturday for a special night. Fight breast cancer and honor survivors with us at Paint the Park Pick Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Game time is 6:35 against the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can bid on the Spikes pink jerseys in a Jersey Off the Back auction benefiting the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans get a pink t-shirt giveaway with a night capped off by fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So Kyle Russell will step in, and the pitch to Russell is inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. Good inning for David Lee. Ray back to work here. He's trying to eat up an eighth inning for them. Foul straight back by Russell. This is Russell's first at-bat of the day. He came in for Parker Gadoo, ended up playing shortstop. Russell, 0-for-2 last night with a run scored. He got hit by a pitch twice last night. Low and away for a ball. It's full 3-2 on the Washington State product. Just looking to break through. Once Kyle breaks through, he's going to go on a tear. You don't hit 375 in the Pac-12 unless you're a good offensive player. Outside ball 4. So Russell's aboard here in the eighth inning. leadoff walk, and here is Austin Ball. Ball is 2-for-4 today. He's knocked in two. He has scored one. RBI single in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth, singled in the sixth to knock in a run, then scored a run and struck out looking. Ball now with 9 RBIs to lead the league. The pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Russell was 3-of-5 in stolen bases at Washington State this season. 14-of-22 in his career. Inches out to his lead at first. He's got a good lead over there. 0-1. Throw to first, dives back in. It kind of tells him how far he really can get out. He had to dive back that time. And Ray goes set. To the plate. Outside. 1-1 the count on Austin Ball. Ball now has that batting average up to .318 with a home run, 9 knocked in, and 4 doubles. And the pitch. Foul that one at the plate off his right foot. It's 1-2. Ball came into the game number one in the league in slugging percentage at .667. Third in doubles, sixth in on-base percentage, first in walks with 9, number one in RBIs, and second in runs scored with 6. Middle infield double play depth, 1-2. Foul, third base side, clears the roof and out of play. It's still 1-2. Talked about Ball earlier at the plate. He's the kind of guy that leaves about a half inch to an inch at the bottom of the bat. He has that hand above the knob, choking up just enough. Gives him a little more back control. And the 1-2. There goes the runner, Russell, lined up the middle. That's a base hit. Russell's on his way to third. Third hit of the game for Austin Ball. So he had a home run and 4 doubles entering into the game. Had not had a single yet with the spikes, and today he has 3 of them. So David Lee will end up pitching the 8th inning. The spikes are going to go with 1 more pitcher in the 9th inning, although that pitch just got away onto the field. It's not a good sign when a ball gets out of the bullpen. That's not a good sign. That's just me. You know, Grant Norris at the plate. That's line that's foul, lifted toward the spikes bullpen. Will it make the, yep, it will make the zone and near Bergatopia and bounce to the top of the roof of Bergatopia and now to play its own 1. Grant was hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored in the 2-run 7th. The pitch in the dirt, got away, coming in from third and scoring is Kyle Russell. 12-7 State College. And Ball moves to second. One and one the count on Norris. .12 now for the spikes in this game. They have out hit Frederick 12-4 in this game after being out hit 25-17 in the first 2 games combined. That's lined to right field. That's a base hit. Ball to third. He'll be held up there as Norris with a good piece of hitting goes the opposite way. First and third with nobody out. 1 run in. Knox Preston. 1-for-2. Grounded out to short in the second. Double the left in the fourth. Walked and scored in the sixth. Walked and scored again in the seventh. You look at the 2 starting pitchers in this game, Jeremy Neff and Harold Baez. They combined, the 2 of them, for 10 strikeouts and 1 walk. Neff in 6 innings, Baez in 5. That's fouled by Preston at the plate. Since then, Six guys have been hit by a pitch. There have been Spikes now at four walks and six walks for Frederick. The two starting pitchers were really terrific today. The pitch. That is lined at the middle. That's a base hit. Ball will score from third. It's 13-7. Preston with his fourth RBI. And Jock Jones comes out. Ray's already the fourth pitcher he's used today. And we're going to see number five right here. It's a tough series for Devon Ray. Well, he'll end up going a full inning in this one. So far, he's given up four runs on four hits. Walked two, struck out one. Just a tough series for him. So to the bullpen they go. You know, you wonder with these young players, like they're all trying to fight to keep their careers alive in some way, have somebody notice them, somehow get signed, maybe get to an instructional league. Joe Maselli's going to take over here. You just wonder what they think after they have a tough outing. I mean, you have to have some sympathy for this when something like that happens. I mean, look, there are going to be outs made. Good pitches, bad pitches. I understand that. But you're fighting to keep your career alive at this point. Joe Maselli pitched here on Tuesday night. And Joe went two innings, two hits, two runs, struck out three, walked two. Takes over here. The former State College Spike is making his fourth appearance. 1-0 with a 4.76 ERA. 5 2/3 all told. Seven hits, three runs, they're all earned. Struck out seven. Walked two, hit two. And Joe Maselli out of Oakland, New Jersey. Pitched at Kent State. 23 years of age. The 6-foot, 185-pound right-hander will turn 24 on Labor Day weekend. In fact, on Labor Day itself, Monday, September 2nd. Former State College Spike Joe Maselli inherits first and second, nobody out, and two runs in. And here's TJ Pound. 2-for-3 today for TJ. Struck out swinging in the second, walked in the fourth. RBI singled and scored in the sixth, and then singled to left in the seventh. And the pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball that time from Joe. It's 0-1. Outfield straight away. Jackson maybe a couple steps back and left. Taylor is even to the bag at third. Middle infield double play depth with nobody out. Spikes already with two runs in and a 13-7 lead outside. For Frederick, one in the first and six in the seventh. For the Spikes, one in the first, one in the third on the home run by Cooper Hext that went 413 feet. Seven in the sixth. Two in the seventh, and so far two here in the eighth. The pitch. It's now low for a ball. 2-1 the count. So the Spikes scored 14 on the opening night, 8 last night, 13 here today. They have scored 35 runs in 3 games. Today they've done it on 14 hits. And Maselli delivers. It's in there for a strike. It's 2-2. On TJ Pound. So they scored 35 runs, the Spikes have, on 31 hits in the 3-game series. As they aim to get the sweep, they're 3 outs away in the top of the ninth from doing that. That's fouled off the end of the bat to the Spikes dugout. Good catch by Cam Buford off the screen. Still 2-2. First and second, nobody out, two runs in here in the bottom of the eighth inning, 13-7 State College. They've out-hit Frederick today, 14-4. Neither team has made an error. Here's the set. And the pitch. Up high at the letters. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Baselli goes set. And the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. First out recorded in the inning. First for Joe Maselli. Caleb Hill is 0-2. Flew to right in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Walked, knocked in a run, then scored a run in the sixth. Then was hit by a pitch in the seventh. And middle infield still at double play depth. Wind now blowing to right, but about 5 miles an hour. It's picked up just a bit. Splash zone's been shut down for the day. A lot of fun out there today. And the pitch. And checked it, but that's a strike. Good pitch on the inner half that time by Maselli. It's 0-1. Caleb Hill. And the pitch. And there for a strike, it is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Oh, 2 on Hill. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Joe Maselli. Two gone here in the Spikes eighth. Manny Jackson is 1-for-3 with two RBIs. Single to right in the third. Flew to left in the fifth. Bases loaded, walked and knocked in a run, then scored a run in the sixth. Then in the seventh, he knocked in a run on a fielder's choice. It's up to a dozen RBIs with the Spikes. Line down the right field line. That's going to fall for a fair ball to the line. Country Kia corner. One's going to score, and they'll get one out of it as Manny gets an RBI double as Grant Norris scores from second. Preston ends up at third, and it's 14-7 State College. Jackson with three RBIs today, 11 on the season. That's his second double. Here's Will Jewell. Will Jewell. 36 runs scored by the Spikes in this series. And the pitch to Will. It's fouled just above Rodney Martin's spot and down below. Rodney was ready.
Everybody clap your hands.
0-1 the count. Top of the order in the ninth inning for Frederick, Cobb, Farr, and Hawkins. The pitch. Outside, that just missed by Joe that time. Not so sure he didn't get it. It's 1-1. One and one the count. Second and third with two outs. Selly, high set, now goes to the belt. 1-1. It's line to right field. Oh, what a play by Hilton as he climbs the ladder at 6-7 and reels it in to end the inning. The Spikes get two. Check it. Spikes get three, and they leave two. And at the end of eight full, 14-7 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, national health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
State College Spikes.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
So we go to the top of the ninth inning. And it'll be Dalen Carraway coming in to make the appearance. After David Lee went one scoreless inning, faced three batters, retired all three, and moved on. So Dalen Carraway for his second appearance of the series, fourth appearance overall, 1-0 with an ERA even at 6 with three strikeouts and a walk. On Tuesday night, he went an inning, gave up three hits, two runs, both earned, struck out one, did not walk a batter. And this year he had 7.8 strikeouts per nine innings. Fewer hits than innings pitched, 29-32 2/3 at McNeese State. He's 24 years of age, 6 foot, 227 pounds. So Dalen Carraway. We're going to get three outs, get the sweep, and get out of here. He'll face the top of the order, Tremaine Cobb, Brody Farr, and Tyler Hawkins. Here in the top of the ninth inning.
Leading off the top of the ninth for the Keys, shortstop number 46, Tremaine Cobb.
Cobb today is 1-for-3. Infield hit scored in the first, flew to right in the third, bounced out to third in the sixth, walked and scored on a balk in the seventh. Bats on the right side. And the pitch. He bounced that one in. 1-0 the count. Set by Carraway and delivers. It's on the ground to short. Backhanded by Russell and the hole. Plants, fires, and scooped out by ball in time. Good speed down the line of Cobbs. Good play on both ends. One out in the ninth inning. That'll bring to the plate Brody Farr, who is 1-for-3. Singled off the glove a ball in the first. Flew to center in the third. Grounded out to second in the sixth. Walked with the bases loaded. Knocked in a run, then scored himself in the seventh. For a team with a .307 batting average, they've got four hits today, and it's a roll on the ground to Pound at second, sidearm to first. Two up and two down. The Spikes are to the doorstep on this Thursday afternoon. Looking to close it out. And here's Tyler Hawkins. And the pitch to Hawkins, in tight for a ball, one ball and no strikes the count. Team has come home and been able to get the job done. The pitch, in tight for a ball, 2-0 the count. Off to Williamsport tomorrow at 6:35, Joe and I on at 6:20 from Journey Bank Ballpark at Historic Bowman Field. And the 2-0. Down low, 3-0. And then back here for Paint the Park Pink Night on Saturday night at 6:35. Tomorrow night during the game, we'll tell you about the Live Source app being open to bid on the Spikes jerseys and the off-the-back auction. 3-0. In there for a strike, 3-1. That pitch, ball four. So Hawkins walks to keep the game alive as he strides down the first, and that will bring the cleanup hitter, Hunter Antelon, the catcher, to the plate.
Catcher number 14, Hunter Antelon.
Good Good day for Manny Jackson. Drove in three. Cooper Hex drove in four. Austin Ball drove in two. That's hit in the air to right field. Underneath it is Will Jewell. Puts it away. Spikes win it. The final 14-7. Down to Joe Putnam in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Spikes won it. The final air was 14-7. Joe Putnam is downstairs with Cooper Hext.
Cooper Hext, four RBIs today, including a home run. And I saw you trying to drain that Gatorade cooler, but I think it was to no avail. It's super splash day here at the ballpark, so I guess we're getting in on it as well. You can see it the whole way. What are you thinking now?
Are you ready for this? All life
Oh, got the back side. Not so much on the front, though. How's it feel?
It's pretty cold. I don't like being sticky, so I'm glad they didn't get me a lot.
There you go. Well, you started off with the big home run, got the Spikes to lead early on. Take us through that at bat.
Yeah, I just went out there looking to hit something hard, and I ran into it. God gave me the day to come out here, and he blessed me, so happy for that.
What a day for baseball here, of course. This is actually the only scheduled day game of the year here at the ballpark. But what was it like playing here with everybody having fun around the ballpark on a wet and wild afternoon?
Yeah, it was awesome looking around, seeing the kids running around. That water over there, it's just cool seeing all the kids and fans here.
Now, of course, you are also behind Mr. Neff today as he put together a really good start. What is it like being in center field playing behind him?
Dude, it's awesome. Neff was lights out the whole game. He was just like that last start. He's a great dude, great pitcher, and even better player.
You guys seem to really have it all together here, of course, the sweep of this series, but there just seems like a camaraderie that's developed here over the first week of this second half. What's it like playing with this set of guys here with the Spikes?
Yeah, it's a great bunch of dudes, man. Since day one, everybody coming up to you, asking how you're doing and stuff. We're coming together and hopefully win a lot more games.
Cooper, thanks so much. Congratulations on a four RBI day. We'll see you back here on Saturday night. Good luck tomorrow in Williamsport.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Cooper Hex here, four RBIs today as the Spikes get another 14-7 win, a series sweep of the Frederick Keys. And, of course, tomorrow a road trip to Williamsport. We're right back here for Paint the Park Pink on Saturday. Spikes will be wearing those jerseys auctioned off to benefit the Mount Nittany Health Foundation and the great work done by the at Mount Nittany Health, the Breast Care Center at Mount Nittany Health. That's coming up 6:35. Also, Scout Night, Penns Valley Community Night, and fireworks Saturday night as well. But plenty more here, including Kids Run the Bases coming up today, just as it will be Saturday night. So in the meantime, we'll send it back upstairs.
Thank you, Joe. Spikes win it 14-7. Line score in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Saturday for a special night. Fight breast cancer and honor survivors with us at Paint the Park Pick Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Game time is 6:35 against the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can bid on the Spikes pink jerseys in a jersey off the back auction benefiting the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans get a pink t-shirt giveaway with a night capped off by fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It is a series where the State College Spikes went out and scored 36 runs, including 14 today, as they beat Frederick 14-7. The line score, 14 runs on 15 hits, no errors. Spikes left 8. Frederick 7 runs, only 4 hits. For a team that hits 307 coming into the game, they only have 4 hits in this game after 25 in the first 2 hits of the series. And no errors. They left 6. The winning pitcher, Jeremy Neff. Outstanding job. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, struck out 6, did not walk a batter. Harold Baez takes the loss. Time of the game, 3 hours and 9 minutes before 2,259 at Super Splash Day. Spikes now at 56,095 in attendance, with a lot more home games to come, including Saturday night with Paint the Park Pink. Joe and I will go up to Williamsport tomorrow for a 6:35 game. We're on at 6:20. And then the Cutters and Spikes will be here on Saturday night on Penns Valley Community Night, Scout Night, fireworks after the game, but also Paint the Park Pink Night. And the off-the-back auction, we'll tell you more about it tomorrow night from Williamsport about going to the Live Source app to bid. And if you happen to be here, you'll not only go down to the field and get the jersey, the Spikes player will sign it for you. And Joe will be wearing the pink tuxedo. A draw unto itself. The final here, 14-7. The Spikes are now 16-4 in 20 home games this season at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stopping for a little bit of-